We got a way to communicate.
Blog Talk Radio.
Keep a happy home. And no one does it like me. No, really, no one does it like me. Everyone loves me. I know a show. Hell, the corner with a peel on me. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, bitch. It's all right with me, it's all right with my black ass. If you got that whip a pee, hey, whip it on me, hey. It's better than love, sweet as can be. Hey, you got that whip a pee, whip it on me. Keep on whipping on me. Ooh, work it on me, hey. Whip all your sweet, sweet loving on me. Keep on whipping on me. You working on me. If I don't get no record deal singing like that, that's going to be another one of my new voices. And no one. What is everybody doing out there tonight? Is everybody ready to have some fun here? I want to sing all the classics. Classics. I got a new damn voice. Oh, no one does it like me. I know one but you. Hell, the cut of whip a peel on me. Woo! That nigga got a set of lungs on him. He could donate something to science. Weird science. I think I'm ready. Go ahead, play the music. I'm ready.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Friday night, February the 15th, 2013 edition of the show. I'm your host, Mitch. And this is your world. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. Thank you for joining me tonight on this fucking Friday edition of the show. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun, yeah. We're going to entertain ourselves as well as you. We are going to basically just have a good time talking to each other. And in the last show that we talked about, the simple things, we tried to find out what are some things that black males can do to better their community. And to me, the one thing I believe that black men can do to better their community is learn how to mean what they say. Say what they mean, or nigga, one thing lead to another. We need to start talking about what we mean, meaning what we say, and standing for something other than motherfucking Michael Jordan shoes in the middle of motherfucking Foot Locker. That's all we seem to stand for. And even then, we can't do that right. We gotta fight in the middle of the line. So what we need to do as black men is to not be moved, to not be discouraged, to believe what the fuck you believe, nigga. That's why, listen, why you think George Bush got voted off twice? Two times. Why you think that happened? That motherfucker believed in even the bullshit he was saying. He knew it was lies. They have weapons of mass destruction. They didn't have no weapons of mass destruction. But he believed that shit. He sold it to the American people. Y'all believe it. You gotta stand for something. Believe something. Even in a lie. A lot of these niggas taking care of kids. They believe them kids is dead.
and they taking care of him. Motherfucker coming out looking like the mailman and the milkman. He has the uncanny ability to be on time when it comes to delivery. Cause his daddy worked for UPS. But anyway, you sit there and you watch. If a person believes in something, they can do it. You believe in it, you can do it. And that's what we need to do. Most of the people out there don't believe in shit. Especially us as black men, we don't have no confidence. If black men had confidence, they'd learn how to say no. When's the last time you heard a nigga say no? I gave a nigga a damn computer that didn't work. Went to his house a year later, the computer was still sitting there, it didn't work. Why the fuck did you take this computer from me, nigga? It didn't work when I gave it to you. You told me you were still taking it. Now you just got a computer in your house that don't work. This don't make sense. You out there talking about I'm gonna get it fixed one day. Shut the fuck up. You supposed to get it today, I gotta fix the day I gave it to you. Give a nigga a car that don't work, what'll happen a year later if you go by his house? It'll be in the grave. Don't work. But he just wanted a car that don't work. Stupid. Sometimes we gotta be able to say no. Look at something, I don't want that. So that was my advice to you black men. Stand up. Look around and say, hey, I don't want that. I'm too good for that. We can start there, black men. We would help our communities out greatly. Just by saying, I'm tired of taking scrap parts. I'm tired of taking scrap bitches. A lot of y'all niggas got scrap bitches. They was on the damn trash heap when y'all got them.
Uh-huh, yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah. And the casket drops. Yeah.
And when they flagged down that video I did when I said used, what did I say, damaged goods? Well, I did that two-part series, I think it was. I got to start a new channel for all my two- and three- and four-part series so people can go and get the series. I did that video and my motherfuckers got mad. Why'd you get mad at me? I don't know you. I don't know your situation. How dare you make that video? How dare you be about what I'm making a video about? How about you upgrade yourself? Don't be looking for me to downgrade what I think about shit that you do. It's a damn shame. I be hearing people out there talking about, I got that video. Nigga got more of my videos than I got of my videos. That's some fucked up shit. Hate that. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to accept a bunch of phone calls. And I know this shit was not very organized very well. So let me see if I can get people to understand what's going on. I need to call. Is that my girl Jessica on the line? Or was her, I don't even remember what her name was. I think her name was it. I'm really sorry for the people who don't realize that how forgetful I am. Any girl that's ever fucked me will tell you I don't ever call her by her name. And the biggest reason why I never call her by her name is because I typically will call you something that I probably shouldn't have called you. There was a woman who wanted to talk to me on the show. I think I'm going to call her into the show. But I got to do the Is It Just Me because they told me I've missed it twice. So let me go into that right quick. Damn, my Twitter timeline be fucking blowing up. I want to talk about the stuff that's going on my Twitter, get y'all's opinion on a lot of stuff. I just want to get all the audience's opinion, get blah, 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 blah. Let me get the fuck out of here. I'm going to what I'll be doing is starting on Saturday. Saturday, my daughter and I, we're going to be at, God, that's an ugly bitch. But anyways, starting on Saturday, my daughter and I are going to be at, we're going to be in Orlando, Florida. And then on Sunday, we're going to be in Miami. And we're going to be staying on like a little strip of island. So it's not even like a real city. It's just a strip of island. And the bad part about it is, okay, now I want to swim. So the big question is, why the hell are we there? Why are we doing this? This doesn't make any sense. We are going to do it. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun, yeah. And anybody that has questions, I'm going to take pictures. And if you live in Miami or near Miami, say what's up. Holler at your boy, however that works. Tonight's show, of course, is just me giving you guys a pass to ask me any fucking thing you'd like or talk about any fucking thing you'd like. That's what makes this so fun. Is that we're going to do that. I'm also going to talk. Let me make sure the people know that the show's on, because, hell, I'd be just on the show at the last minute. We are live. Call in. Or watch live. 347-989-8310. Am I the only one that does that? You got to talk out whatever you spelling, because you won't spell it right. What we're going to do is just take your phone call tonight. I want to give you guys an opportunity to speak, because I usually take up most of the time, or I let one or two people take up most of the time. So since we're going to be preparing to leave in the morgue, and for all the people who asked, they were like, you should drive. We decided to drive, because I've never went on a road trip with my daughter like that. Like, we've gone on small road trips, but we've never been on a big one. And I do remember from when I was little, I enjoyed the road trips. I always thought when we used to drive places and stay in hotels, like I still love staying in hotels. My daughter and I would just pick up on the weekend and go stay in a hotel. That's just what we do. I still love hotels. I don't know why we do it. A nigga looked at me like I was crazy. I said, no, me and my daughter just pick up on the weekend and go to a hotel. That's what we do. We enjoy hotels. I used to love it when my mother would take me to the hotel when I was little. I had no idea it was because we got kicked out of the apartment, but I still enjoyed it. I just didn't know. I enjoyed the hell out of it. So the number is 347-989-8310. Who think I made a good decision? Who think I made a bad decision? You guys can type that inside of some of the chat rooms, or you can call in. I want to know who thinks I made a good decision, who thinks I made a bad decision in deciding to drive. What would they have done? I don't know who follows me on Twitter, but have y'all seen how, like, my Twitter timeline's been blowing up? It's just crazy, right? It's crazy. Let's do it. Is it just me, so I can start getting some of these phone calls? Whenever you're ready.
Seems like you're ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Is It Just Me, sponsored by Coke Zero. Looks like Coke, tastes like Coke. So much so that you can't tell the difference. But your body will be able to tell the difference, because it has what? It has zero, countless zero calories. Coke Zero. Go to your local convenience store, your local grocery store. Go to TommySotomayor.com. Get you some free Coke Zero. Y'all ready? Is it just me? Or does it seem like the older we get, the more we start forgetting little things? The other day, I went and bought a whole pack of these pens. Because I've been having trouble with my pens. So I put the pens up, opened them up one day because I had to do a lot of writing. Started writing with one of the pens, shake the pen, shake the pen, shake the pen. Motherfucker wouldn't write. Put it down. Open another pen. Wrote. Wasn't writing shit. Felt like it kept sticking to the paper. Put it down. Got another pen. Write, write, write. The motherfucker didn't do shit. Can anybody tell me why that pen was not working? I bet none of y'all get this. Why was the pen not working? It had that little bit of ass tip on it. and a little bleep piece of plastic tip on the shit of it. I'm right like a son of a bitch. I'm cussing, I'm mad, I'm like, all of these damn pens suck. This whole company sucks. I'm old, I don't know no better. You know, when you get old, shit is different. Let me tell you how things was when I was little. What was exciting to me was this lamp, and I don't know if y'all remember. They outlawed them shits because it was electrocuting people. Y'all remember that lamp? Your mama got it, and you touch on the little metal, and it would go half bright, a little bit more bright, to full bright, and you sit there and fuck with it, keep hitting it, and your mama tell you, stop fucking with that lamp. Every time she walk out the room, you tap it. That shit was amazing to me. They don't have it no more. I mean, when I asked why they don't really have that no more, they said because niggas was getting electrocuted. I did not know that. Anyway, I realized that my mental capacity is smaller. My daughter knows how to use my Mac. I don't. My daughter knows how to use my camera better than me. I look at the shit and it's confusing. I don't get it. She look at the shit and figure it out. So I gotta ask myself, is anybody else like me? Like when you get old, just shit don't compute the same way it used to? I see now why my grandmother used to be like, no, I don't want to learn how to do that. It ain't because we didn't want to learn how to do it. It's because we can't. This shit is rigid. Our brain has refused to grow and suck in any new information. Matter of fact, we are so spoiled, like I hate reading. Got all kind of directions sitting around here on paper about this stupid pancake lens. I'm not reading it. I'm just going to shoot flat asses all day. But if you think about it, the older we get, the harder it is to learn simple stuff. I probably could take my daughter to another country. That bitch will learn whatever language we in 2 weeks. I'll be there 9 years and still won't know shit but buongiorno. And I think that's a motherfucking pizza. But isn't it crazy that we realize we're getting old? Because I can't go nowhere without forgetting shit. I lost my wallet today and was walking around for 45 minutes looking for that damn wallet. Guess where that motherfucker was? In my hand. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Is It Just Me, sponsored by Coke Zero. Just trying to have a little fun. I'm telling you the truth, though. Well, go to SotomayorTV.com or TommySotomayor.com. For those who want to advertise their businesses, contact us at advertising@yourworldmyviews.com. It was sad. I walked around all day pissed off. Like, this bitch done stole my wallet. About to cuss out, too. Where was your wallet at? In my hand the whole fucking time. And this is the part that really didn't make no sense. I had to move shit around to look for the wallet. I still didn't notice the wallet was in my hand. If this damn thing wasn't in my hand impeding progress, let me put it down. Maybe I could look fast if this stupid thing wasn't in my hand. The hell is wrong with me? Old as hell. Walking around the motherfucking room looking for the remote. Refused to turn the TV by the damn box. Nope. I will watch whatever the fuck on. I watch the Weather Channel before I turn that son of a bitch by hand. Sit down and start enjoying it, too. It's motherfucking 76 degrees in Vegas, honey. Did you see that? She have nice weather there in Vegas. But I'm not going to turn. I walked past that box 2011 times. I ain't turning it by that box. Then you got 9-10 boxes. That's what makes it horrible. Got all them fucking boxes. But then you have that remote control that say it turned everything off. You press that bitch, it always turns off 1/3 of the shit that it's supposed to turn off. The rest of the shit's still on. You press the power button again, it turns on that 1/3 and turn off the other 2/3. Technology don't agree with me. I fooled them all, though. I plug all them shits up to a space bar and turn everything off the wrong way. Just hit that space bar. Bam! All that shit went off. Give a fuck? They talking about you should not turn it off like that. Oh, hell no. It works. I'm old. Get that power bar. Bam! All that shit goes off. Lamp everything. I hope you are. I hope you saved all that shit on that computer. Bam! There was a woman who wanted to talk to me, and she had a question for me about strippers. I think I should call her because I'm interested in what she had to say. Y'all want to do a live? Y'all want to do a live phone call? Who wants to do a live phone call? We just call a bitch, just straight up, out the blue, unexpected. This might not go well. Let me see what the fuck. Let's try this shit. Everybody that's on the phone, it says Ustream and Blog Talk have no sound. Oh. No, they should. Hello? No, they do. I don't know why Ustream don't have no sound. Head on over to Ustream.com. I don't know how to fix Ustream. How do I fix it? No wonder there ain't that many people there. I don't know how to fix it. Stop the broadcast. Open the thing. Hold on a second. I don't know how to do this shit. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine headed your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on your motherfucking shoulders. It's the truth and nothing but the truth. That nigga be like, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Why, oh, why, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zipper. D-A. Yeah, I don't know why the other stuff is not working. I can't call it. Oh, she said blog TV. She said about blog talk. Well, I don't know why that's not working. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Play your guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing, your chicks for free. We got to move them microwave ovens. Why do I know so much old music? And why do I sing it so much? Everybody, we're going to bring in some phone calls, but I got to try something. Got to try something right now. We're going to see if we can call this woman off-kilt, off-rip. Now, y'all be quiet. We're going to act like she don't know. So just be quiet. Y'all don't say nothing. Hopefully she won't talk about them time we used to have sex. Hello, man. Speak with Felicia.
This her? Who is this?
This is Tommy Sotomayor, and you are live on the radio before you say some wild shit.
Hi, Tommy.
How are you doing? I had to catch you, but I didn't want you to tell them about that time I sent you a picture of my dick, and you sent it back. Talking about what a rest.
Oh, was it little or something? Because I don't remember that.
Now, darling, you
if
are live
big,
on the
air. I would have kept the picture. Like, hey, nigga, let me see this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live with my girl, Felicia. Felicia had a question for me, and she asked it. And I said, why not have Felicia come on the show since this is Ask Tommy Anything? She had a question. Now, Felicia, what was the question you had asked me?
Oh, shit.
You didn't ask me that.
I don't know. There was two or three questions in there.
You want to know about, all right, so you, why don't you think about what you had to ask? Just answer it live now. Don't be nervous. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You wanted to know something about stripping because the way I feel about strippers.
Yeah. You
boy,
feel like, you know.
Boy, I love them strippers.
Okay, some strippers give other strippers a bad name.
So some strippers give other strippers a bad name.
Yes, I'm a stripper. I've been stripping for 12, 13 years. I'm almost 34 years old. I started out in the gambling houses where everybody was like, hey, you cute, let me see your butt. Okay, fine. But I'm not going to do it because I don't have any cigarettes. I don't have nothing to eat. I need you to pay me a little bit so I can get these things that I need. So when I figure out, you know, a nigga will do whatever. Let me take that back. Not just the nigga. White man, Mexican, black man, it don't make no difference. They will give you what you want if you make them feel a certain way. Okay, fine. I got baby daddies. I don't take them downtown for child support. They're my friends. We cool. I just don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got to talk to you through this and so I can understand what I'm dealing with. Okay, you said you start stripping at like, what, 24?
No, I started stripping when I was like 19.
Okay, you started stripping at 19. Did you have kids at 19?
I had one that had passed away, yeah.
Okay, so at that time when you started stripping, you didn't have any kids?
No.
Okay. All right. And you said you started stripping because you saw, well, people kept asking you to do it when you were hanging around. You were like, well, hell, I don't mind doing it, but you got to pay me for it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you started stripping. When did you actually get into a club? Or were you just always just self-managed?
When I was 20 and a day, because down here they won't let you dance until you're at least 21, but you can dance at 20 and a day, you just can't drink.
Okay.
So after that, when I got in the club, and it was like, oh, wow, I don't have to have sex with you. I don't have to do anything with you if I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, I need some bills paid, so yeah, cool. So then I developed the stripper personality. Oh, just pay me, fuck you, I don't want to deal with you, just pay me. That's not the way you look at it. There's some things that I will not do for some money. I just went to Cincinnati, Ohio last week. I was on the flyer as a headliner. So when I got there, it was a regular club. It wasn't a strip club. It was a regular club. They had a makeshift pole, and the dressing room was the VIP room where all the niggas hang out. So, okay, cool. That's fine with me. You know, it is what it is. But when I looked around, there was circles of guys gathered around, and the girl was on the floor. Okay, well, if you got a tile floor and somebody spit over here and threw up over there and then they spilled their drink, these girls is laying on the floor in foot tracks, mud, the shit somebody stepped in on the way in the club. They in that, laying on the floor, fingering themselves for a couple of $100. Okay, I'm not about to do that. First of all, my skin's sensitive. I'm not about to get on the floor and step in and lay in shit on the bottom of people's shoes.
I've seen a lot of nasty shit like that. I've watched these videos and these whores is on top of these old ass shits and straight up naked with their puss on. I keep thinking, that's kind of nasty, but then that's just me. But yeah. Go ahead, I'm with you on that.
That is nasty, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't respect yourself enough not to lay down in the dirt and show a nigga your pussy, then you really don't have no respect about yourself, no way. I don't have fake hair. I don't wear a lot of makeup. I might put a little eyeshadow on and some lip gloss or something, but I don't have fake titties. I got a 32B cup, so I got small titties. I don't have a fake butt. And when I go out of town, everybody's like, oh,
do you have a nice ass? I mean, tell me what's the attraction. Do you have? You say you got small titties. You don't have, but what is the attraction?
I have a great personality.
You don't know that at no strip club.
Yes, you do.
I believe you. You do. I know. I've actually seen it happen. So you don't have a big butt either?
No, I got a nice size butt, but it's not fake. It's not gigantic. It does.
Are
it's
you
not
light
the size of the same bicep or nothing, but you know.
Are you light skinned?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, that is. Go ahead.
My mother's white. My father's black.
I know.
So
when
yeah,
you ain't got
I'm...
no ass and no tits, you must be light skinned. That's the only way you can pull that crap off.
I'm a little niggerish. I'm a little niggerish.
Oh, no, I just figured you were light-skinned, though. I mean, you know men are color-struck. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, and I can, like, totally be a white girl if I have to, but I went to the tanning bed earlier, and I really got my moisturizer going.
I'm in there fucking you after this interview. But, okay, so how long have you been stripping?
For about 12 to 13 years.
All right, when you started doing it, was there ever a point that you felt like, because you said you have children, you said your baby's daddy. So explain to me, how many children you have right now?
I have two.
You have two?
I have two girls.
And you said about two different men. How old are your children?
15. Well, let me take that back. My oldest one passed away, 15. I have a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Okay, you have a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old, and you've been stripping for 12 years. So you got those kids while stripping. Do you ever wonder, like, what do they think that mama does? Because I'm pretty sure at this point they know what you do.
Oh, yeah, we don't have no secrets. We have no secrets. They asked me a question, and I told them the truth. But the way I see it is I got girls. If I don't tell them that they're pretty and I don't tell them that they look nice in their clothes and I don't take them here and show them this experience and show them that experience, somebody else is going to do it and they might end up the wrong way.
Now, how do you keep them? Would it bother you if they told you at 18, 19, and whatever the legal age is that they want to strip? Would it bother you?
If they were going to be a downright dirty, nasty whore that might as well be standing on the corner, yeah, that would bother me. But if they're going to look at it like it's a job, then no, it wouldn't bother me.
But how do you not take? But I want to know honestly, how do you not take dick in that kind of job? Because I get a lot of free pussy off rip. So why wouldn't you just give me no pussy if I'm gonna pay you? I think that's weird. I mean, I always wonder.
If you
give a nigga some pussy for free, then why would you not give a nigga some pussy for pay? That's kind of weird.
Because you pay me, and I don't have to give it to you anyway.
Yeah, but what if I pay you more? Like, okay, right now if I say, okay, I want to pay you $500 a strip, and you do it, then I'd be like, you know what? I got an extra $5,000, you suck a nigga dick. You going to say no?
No, I'm not going to say no.
Oh, good then, because I got
$5,000. If I'm not attracted to you, if there's not something about you that I like, I'm not going to do it. You can't just be no random-ass nigga walk up to me and be like, bitch, I got $100, you going to suck my dick. No, there's got to be something about you for me to be attracted to that, for me to be like, oh, yeah, sure, I could, you know what I'm saying? I could actually do this and look at you later and be like, what the fuck was I
doing? If you
doing?
Come up
you
with enough money, I won't have to look at you later. I ain't got to see you no more, motherfucker.
You might want to come back.
No, you pay me enough money, I'm going to quit. See, that's what I want to See, that's what I'm worried about, or I'm asking about. Maybe you can explain that to me. You say you've been doing it for 12 years, and you do it for the money. But at what point in time?
If you came at me.
Huh?
If you came at me, and I was a single woman, and you said, look here, I don't want you to be my woman. I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to do that. But I will take care of you. I'm still going to have a side hustle, because when you get tired of taking care of me, what am I supposed to do?
Well, let me ask you this. What does taking care of you entail? Because you said if I come at you, it's going to be in your face.
Well, you don't get it in my eyes.
But no, seriously, what would it take if a guy was like, okay, I'm going to take care of you? What would that mean?
Well, every 2 weeks I go get my nails and my feet done. I don't have shopping sprees. I don't go to the mall and blow money. I don't do that. Walmart sells the same shit that the mall sells. You know what I'm saying? I don't get into the, oh, let's go trick $1,000 just because we got it. You know what I'm saying? But I do like hot water. And I do like a refrigerator full of food. You know what I'm saying? And I do like to walk in the house and not have to light a candle to be like, oh, shit, I can't see nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to take care of me, that means that you have to supply the bill money.
And we do all that for pussy?
Some people do it. Yeah, some people do it. But you do that.
That's just
because
you light skin. That's that light skin privilege. Because seriously, I like pussy like the big man. I ain't going to take care of you like that.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I have to come to work every day. When my bills is paid and I don't have nothing to worry about at home, I might take a week off and be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I got what I need right now. I'm not going to work this week. And just sit at the house and watch CSI all day. Sometimes I watch Law and Order all day. You know they be having marathons and shit.
Oh, I like anytime when they have a marathon. That and that motherfucking, that? What's the one marathon I really like? Snap. Man, when the Snap marathon be on, the nigga got to catch that.
And you know every Sunday they have new shows, right?
Yeah, I turned down some puss over Snap. I did.
That's my shit right there. That is my shit. All
right, so, okay, that's so if a man, so let me ask you this, though.
Uh-huh.
At what point are you going to say, have you thought that, okay, I don't want to do this job? Like, say if you wanted to, do you imagine like a quality guy that wants to marry you? Do you think he would be accepting of your past if you were still doing it at this point? Because, like, you know, I stripped, but that shit, I was 19. And at 19, I got burned out from doing it. I got tired of fat hoes trying to see my dick.
You want me to tell you a secret?
Tell me the secret.
My man's at home. My man's at home.
Your man's at home?
Yep.
Oh, so you got a man. No, I'm talking about your husband. You know, black men, we love it. Let me tell you a secret. I know a lot of black men that date strippers. And almost every black man I know that date strippers, he either they pimp or he a lazy nigga that don't do shit and she pay all the damn bills from her stripping money. I know.
No.
I dated one. I'm telling you, I used to date nothing but strippers. And I understand if it's not your situation, but you know I'm telling the truth that there are a lot of strippers with no good niggas and they spend all their money because they have low self-esteem.
Every time I go out of town, they want to know, did my pimp bring me? I can't see coming in here and working from 3 in the afternoon till 2:30 in the morning and giving you my money. I don't give a fuck how good the dick is or what you look like or how
see, you ain't never had my dick.
I
could change your tune. I could change the tune on that one. You would pay me a little bit.
I don't give a damn. I'm going to suck on it, catch it in my left eye, rub it around in my right eye and tell you I'll holler at you tomorrow and buy you a cheeseburger and call it a day. I'm not doing it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get at least one bill paid from you.
I don't know. I might buy you 2 cheeseburgers or something, but paying bills?
A bill.
Oh,
and
no.
It's going to be a real bill. It ain't going to be no bullshit bill. I'm not going to give you the water bill. You're going to pay my light bill.
No, honey. No. What Cat Williams say? No, boo-boo, it's not for you. I've done that for me. No.
Okay, so let me ask you. Okay, so you've been with, how long have you been with your man?
3 years. Almost 4.
Where did y'all meet? Be honest.
I was working at a fast food restaurant. And he
four
kept coming
ago.
Through the drive-thru.
So you were doing that and,
stripping.
So wait. So you were doing that and stripping?
Yeah, I took breaks during stripping. I didn't strip for a straight 15, 14, 12, 13 years, however long I've been dancing. I didn't take every day like, oh, this is my job. You know what I'm saying? I had a regular job from the time I was 17 up until last April. Last April, I came back to the strip club because I hurt my shoulder at work, and she wouldn't let me work without being able to do my full potential. Here, my legs is the only thing that really does work. I don't do pole tricks. I don't do headstands and spin around on my neck sideways like I'm a break dancer. You know, I don't do none of that. I'm just a regular old dancer in the club. And since I can't do pole tricks, I have to be able to dance and have a personality. Because if I was just some chick that was like, oh, I'm pretty, pay me, and I can't do shit, what good am I? You know what I'm saying? So I give you the perception of, yes, I am your future baby mama because you love me so much. I'm the nicest, sweetest person you ever meet, and that's the way I'm going to keep it.
Now, I want to point something out to you.
Yeah.
You remember you said, no matter how good my dick is, you will not pay my bills. And I understand that because dick ain't worth bills or money. Now, with that being said, your whole job is not only not give me no pussy, but just show me some shit. Now, let me ask you. Would you go with me to a restaurant where we paid $150 a plate, but they didn't put no food on the plate? They just walked by and pranced the food in front of us and showed us how good it looked and how it smelled. Then they took it to the back. Would you pay for
that
food?
Hell no.
Don't you understand that that's what people are doing when they pay strippers?
Exactly. But some people just want affection. I used to have one guy that would come every Wednesday that would come to the strip club, and he would come between 5 and 7, and he would drink 2 beers, which is the drink minimum. He would drink 2 beers, and he would leave. And I it was slow one day, and I just walked up to him, and I said, hi, how you doing? Can I sit with you? And he was like, yeah, sure, have a seat. So when I sat there and talked to him, I sat over there talking to him for like 3 hours. He gave me nothing. The next following Wednesday, when he came back, he gave me half his paycheck. He showed it to me, went to the bar. They cashed it for him after he signed it. He gave me half of his paycheck. And he continued to do that for a whole year because every time he comes to the strip club, nobody would pay any attention to him because he didn't have any money. Well, I didn't care if he didn't have any money. Ain't nobody in here but me and you. I'm not just going to keep walking by you like I don't see you. I see you. Hey, how you doing? We had a great conversation. It was nice. All he wanted was some affection. That was
it. You better tell this. Let me tell you something. Tell this nigga to get a Facebook account. It's free, and he can talk all day. All day long.
But it's not the same. It's not the same.
Why it ain't?
It's really not. It's not.
I'd rather talk to him. Let me tell you something. I enjoy talking to chicks on Facebook than in real life. They'll tell you. I don't want to talk to you. Nobody got time for that.
I ain't doing the typing and the texting. Call me. If you got something to say, call me. That's why
I'm not a talker. You're going to say some stupid shit and I'm going to cuss you out. So I don't call people. You know, you can tell let me tell you something. Imagine how much I cuss people out typing. Imagine how much you get cussed out if you actually spoke to me.
If I could say some dumb shit on the computer, you just gonna stop typing?
No, I cuss you out and then I block you. I can't, and then I do the same thing on the phone. Mother, I've been called motherfuckers and block them. Straight up call Sprint. Block this motherfucking number right here. I have had to do that shit today. Niggas be thinking that shit funny. Want to call you talking stupid. I said, hold on a minute. I clicked over and called Sprint. Block this nigga because I'm finna go off on him. Then I click back over and cuss him out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the question I had the other day, I remember now. How come bitches love Too Short? And he talks cash. Shit, bitch this, hoe that, suck this, fuck that. But then, as soon as a nigga be like, ain't you that stripper bitch? They be like, don't be calling me no stripper bitch. That's what you are, right?
Let me tell you some more hypocrisy, and it's mostly black women, because I'm and you're in the middle of it, so you know the difference. You see them both sides. You're in the middle. You see black. You see white. Now, let me tell you this. Have you noticed that white girls don't mind you calling them a hoe if they do shit like that? Like white strippers don't mind you calling them a hoe, and white porn stars don't mind you calling them a hoe. I had some black porn stars on my motherfucking show. Right. Let me tell you. But let me finish. I had some black porn stars on my show, and one of them, namely Vanessa Blue, had the nerve to get mad because I called porn stars hoes when she got porn star titles of her movie called Black Hoe. Black street walking hoe, all kind of stupid shit. Only black women still think that at the end of the day, you got to refer to them in a light better than the one that they show the world every day.
That's pretty good.
That's crazy. I don't understand how come you put the fake weave in your hair down to your ass. Everybody knows black women's hair don't get that damn long.
And it don't get that damn straight.
Hell no. The only reason my shit's the way it is because my mom is white and I got a flat iron this shit every other day.
Right, you a half breed. But you a half breed. If you put that shit in your hair, look normal. I used to date a half breed who wore nothing but weave all the time. Then she took her weave out one day and it looked just like a regular damn hair.
That's crazy though. That's retarded.
But then if you date a black chick, she take her weave out, it'd be a scary sight.
Yeah, because they done cut their hair off and wore it so much that there is no hair.
And their hair looks nothing like that hair that that's on their head. Why would you walk around with this silky-ass hair, and then underneath it you just got this sheep's wool hair, but you want me to be proud of the sheep's wool hair, even when you're not proud of it?
I don't know. Sometimes I wear a pull-string ponytail, but that's only because I don't feel like flat-ironing my shit. Throw some gel in it, put it in a ponytail. But you tell me that I ain't got no hair, and I guarantee you in front of the whole strip club, I'm going to take that ponytail off, take my ponytail out, and show you I got hair. Just you, because you thought you knew something about me. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I do it just because I don't feel like doing my hair. But I don't put the glue in there to pull my hair out when I take it out. But I don't understand. Like, it's okay to want to be pretty. It's okay. But if you feel like you're not pretty, you got to do something in yourself to be like, okay, fuck what I look like.
Yeah, see, that's
pretty.
But that's my problem.
The chick that played Precious, the chick that played
But see, that's
Precious,
my problem. If you don't feel like you...
Him.
But see, that's
and
my problem.
Sexy than a motherfucker.
Yeah, but she ain't. That's called delusion. There's a difference. There's a lot of black women. Most black women
to
are delusional.
Her, she is beautiful. To her, she is beautiful, so it doesn't matter what nobody else thinks. And
but
she got
not,
the
But money. No. But this is what you're missing. She doesn't feel like that. She doesn't feel like she's beautiful. It's a front.
Why not?
It's just like she doesn't feel like that. If she felt like that, she wouldn't need to keep saying it. It's just like intelligent people. Intelligent people don't run around telling you how intelligent they are. You figure it out by the fact that you sit up there and look at them. If a woman got to every 5 seconds tell you, I know I'm beautiful. Come on, dog. That's obvious compensation. That's like a man. Haven't you noticed the niggas that say they can fuck can't fuck at all?
Yeah.
The nigga that can fuck be that nigga at the club. He ain't said shit. Yeah, the nigga that can fuck be the nigga at the club. He ain't said shit. He ain't even bought you no drink. He came home and fucked shit out you and didn't say shit else.
Yep. I know how it go. I stay away from quiet niggas. Ain't gonna have me stung out like your name was crack.
Right. So when these bitches run around every 5 seconds and talk about, I know I'm pretty, that Gabrielle Sibide does not believe she's pretty. She doesn't. Because if she did, she would not have to keep saying she's pretty.
But I don't understand, though. Why change yourself so much? Fake eyelashes, fake hair, nails that's longer than your fingers, and then fake titties, fake butt. If you offered to buy me breast implants, I wouldn't want them. That's
Why not
who I am. I like my little titties. I like my little titties. My nipples is perky. Playtex should pay me for the size of my nipples that they use to make them little bottles with. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like I have to change that about me in order for you to like me. If you don't like me for who I am, nigga, fuck you.
Well, I got to ask you this, though. I got to talk about the psychology of it, and then I'd like for you to stick around because I'm going to answer the phone later now, and people's going to start asking me some questions. But I want to ask you this. Oh, I want to make a statement, and you can speak about it. Typically, and this is just me talking from a psychologist's point of view.
Uh-huh.
Typically, most women who go into stripping have a psychological disorder, which is probably either they have abandonment issues from not having a father, uh-huh, or they typically were molested and sexualized as children,
uh-huh,
or young adults, teenagers. Is your father, uh-huh, in your life?
He is now.
So he
but
wasn't
when I was
before.
Younger, when I was younger, my daddy was a crackhead. So, you know, we really didn't click like that, and he was abusive to my mother. So all my relationships have been abusive.
I was about to say, see, but do you understand when you were saying, you know, you don't understand why some people are so insecure that they would do certain things? You've been so insecure.
And there's a lot of things to it that you could blame it on. I'm old to be blaming shit. I went through that when I was younger. I want to have sex with you because I need you to hold me. Okay, well, after the sex is done, then, okay, you're done holding me. So, yeah, I went through my rampage of sexual partners. My chest is clean, and I'd be damned if I let you bounce up and down on top of me and you don't give a fuck about me. You got to care about me in some sort of fashion before I just be like, oh, yeah, sure, let's fuck. You know what I'm saying? I went through that already. I went through the emotional unstableness to my daddy wasn't there. My mama didn't really – my mama did everything for me. I can't say nothing about my mama. I love my mom. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm trying to say to you is when you say you don't see why people do something – the best way for you to speak would be, I do see why y'all do it, and there's a better way. See,
yeah,
it's like, when
see,
you say I don't
I
see
do
why
see
someone
why...
does it, it puts you at a higher pedestal than them, and you're looking down on them, saying, how could you? When typically you should be saying, especially someone that comes from your past, you should say, I know what it's like to be insecure like that to where you make a bad decision, and let me tell you how I got over it.
I do, and I used to teach this class. And when I taught the class, it was for a drug program where they were like, hey, can you come speak? Because you've been through this, you've been through that. You could be a good role model. Okay, well, until you feel like that you...
Did I lose her? Did I lose her? Did I lose me? I lost her. Call back in. Well, while we're waiting, we're going to answer some phone calls. Y'all know this is... Ask a nigga anything. So we're going to ask Frank. Frank from the 917. Frank, what you got?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Nothing much.
Okay.
What you want to talk to me about?
Okay, you say any question at all.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, I got my nephew here. He's like an 11-year-old boy. He asked me about what movie if I saw. I said, yeah. Which one? He said, Chronicles. It's about like a guy who saw like... extraterrestrials, like an alien or some shit. So they get powers. They get powers and they got this telekinesis power. They move stuff with the mind. All right, there is three guys. It's two white boys and the black guy. The black guy is the smartest and the powerful then. And then he told me, the only bad thing about the movie is the black guy dies. And I started realizing and thinking about it. It's true. It's just, why they don't stop to kill the black guys in the movie? I'm tired of this shit. And I'm not black. I'm Dominican. You got a lot of Dominican fans, let me tell you. I'm Dominican. And I'm like, why Dominican guy? And my best friend, most of them, they're black, dark-skinned guys. And it's not because of that, just because I can't stand this. I can mention like 100 movies right now which the black guy dies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of it. Like, there is like this movie, X-Men. In two of the X-Men movies, the black guys die. It's like, if you check on
the
internet.
That was, I'm going to say this. That was funny. I saw that too in the last X-Men movie, and I remember saying that immediately. The last X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Out of all the people, the black dude died trying to protect the white chick. He don't even die. Everybody else made it. I was like, that makes sense.
And he don't even have a good power. The only thing he can do, you know what I'm saying? This is insane, man. And I'm telling you, I'm not black, but I love black people because, like, I raised with black people. You know, like, we just brother. And I'm saying, this guy, the only thing power he got is breathing the water. So the white producer, they give this guy, like, a lame power with 1,000 powers. Yeah, because, like, you know, I like those. I'm, like, 29-year-old, but I like all this kind of crap. X-Men, all the I like all this crap. So they give him a lame power, and they still kill the guy. So, I mean, come on now. Like you say, come on now.
And you watch it. And I was thinking, why does he have this stupid ass power?
It's just not fair. Like, okay, there is another movie about like the Mexican culture. The name is Salvage. It's like these two white guys, and one of them was an ex-military, and they got his friend like from the military, right? It's like six of them, the sniper and shit. Who do you think the only one who died? Tell me, who you think the one who died? Who you think that's the only one of the snipers the Mexican cartel kills? Tell me, who you think? It's the black one, man. He was the best sniper. I'm telling you right now. Look at this fucking series. They give a Grammy they give all the kind of, you know, all the kind of, how can I say this shit in English? I forgot. Like, what you give an award. That word. Homeland. Who you think the only guy died first? Who you think the guy fought? The sniper, the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, just stop doing this. And like you said, like, when the black people, they work together to get something, they do it. So how is like nobody saying nothing? And I'm not black, and I'm saying, just stop to kill the black guy. The black guy, please.
But see,
it's just
that's
not fair.
But see, that's the way that I talk to people. And Frank, you got to do me a favor. I want you to send me an email. We're going to send you out a free shirt. Send me an email to TJ, just TJ at yourworldmyviews.com. We're going to send you a free shirt. But I wanted to explain this to you. The reason I do what I do is because I want black people to understand the rest of the world sees something that you don't. We're the only ones oblivious to it. Like how you just said, you watch it and you see the problem. Black people will act like they don't see the problem. They will act like they don't see it. And I always tell them, my Hispanic background, we pay attention. My black background, apparently they don't. That's why I don't like identifying with black Americans, especially because they like not knowing. They like being kept in the dark. And that's why they don't like me, because I refuse to let them not know how the rest of the world sees them.
Yeah, that's true. Like when you said, they saw the point. But trust me, when I was on the theater, saw the movie, they say, what's a black guy next to me? I live in Brooklyn. And he said, oh man, the black guy dies. And like, but they say, they see it, but like, they just stop there. They don't keep going. And, you know, try to find out how, like, reunited and say, yo, come on, we got to speak with this. We got to send email to this guy. Like, you know, like people do it to you. when they want to fuck with you, they still fuck with you, no matter what. Nobody stop them. So
yep.
Why don't get together to do something positive? You know what I'm saying? Like, it, there is a lot of guys. Oh, this guy from Black Eyed Peas. He works. Even a famous black guy dies in the movie. The guy from Black Eyed Peas, like, the Wolverine movie.
Will.i.am?
Yeah, he died in the movie, and he got a power. Like, he disappeared and appeared. And he still died. You know what I'm saying? He's still dying. He's a black, famous, rich, millionaire guy. He's still dying in the movie. He's the only mutant to die in the movie. Not even the fat one dies. The big one have to die. You know, there's a one fat mutant there. Like, the cholesterol is supposed to kill him. He's still alive. But the black guy has to die.
I've seen it, and it's been horrible. I tell you what, Frank, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for calling, man. Like I said, send me that email. I want to get that to you. Wait a minute, Frank, tell them where you calling from. Are you in Brooklyn now?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn now. Yeah, I'm up by the East New York area.
All right, good deal. When I come up to Brooklyn, I'm gonna come holler at you, all right?
Okay, bro. Thank you. I'm one of your biggest fans. You got a lot of Dominican fans right there, all right? A lot of Dominican fans. Like, when we spoke with one of my favorite videos of you is, like, the Stephen A. one. Like, every time we spoke with the friend stuff, like, my friend, they always told me, nigga, please. And now we can't stop doing that. Every time we spoke, we say, nigga, please. You're supposed to fuck the bitch. Nigga, please. All right, Tommy.
Thank you, Frank. Hey, well, Frank got a point where I always talk about that. Like, do you know one of the things that bother most people about what I do is the fact that I point out certain things, which is one of the biggest things I point out is how the media sees us, how the media views black people. And black people are the main people arguing with me saying they don't view us like that, which I don't get because y'all think I'm making this crap up. Everything I say, I show it. I don't just say it, I show it. And I tell people all the time, I was telling them, my biggest supporters are Hispanics. From the time I started, biggest donations. And that's why I said, we stick together a little bit better than blacks. We just do. No matter the color of the Hispanics, we all are Hispanics. At the end of the day, yeah, we got our problem with light-skinned Hispanic and dark-skinned Hispanic. We do. The difference is we understand at a certain point we do stick together. Blacks don't. The blacks don't say, yeah, we can have our problem as light-skinned and dark, but there'll be a time we stick together. We don't have to make some. Nobody has to force us to. Y'all got to be forced to stick together. That's why y'all say things like, if a race war break out, why do you have to wait till a race war break out before you decide now we going to come together? That's the worst time to figure out how to fight together. That's the worst time to figure out unity if a race war break out. When the last time a race war broke out in your motherfucking lifetime? So why you want to wait for that time to pop up and be like, all right, we together now? No, that's stupid. But there they go. We all black. If a race war break out, what's going to happen? Y'all going to lose. That's what's going to happen. I tell y'all, that Chinese checkerboard, that fucking, all the pieces of the black side will be taken pretty quick. I know who I'm rolling with. It ain't y'all. Them black Americans, I don't fuck with them at all. That's going to be the first ones to go. I'm going to be the first one that straight up starts speaking Spanish every time I see y'all. I don't. No hablé español. No hablé inglés. Oh, no. I don't speak no English. Give a fuck. I don't look like y'all. People, since I was little, motherfuckers always ask me where I'm from. You African. At least I'm not American. That's what I used to start. I think by the time I got 13, I started saying, you know what? I'm all right with this. Before then, I wasn't all right with it. They used to sit up there and say, you ain't no regular nigga. I know what the fuck that meant. I worked hard to get rid of my accent and all that crap. You ain't no regular nigga. I used to get mad when they say that. I got 20. I realized, hey, that's a good thing. I ain't no regular nigga. You right. bring in somebody else to talk on the line. Let's bring in, man, I should have went to Jared. Lori. Lori want to ask me a question about Black Wall Street. What's up, Lori?
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, dear?
I do want to ask you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. That's what they say, but I think they're just saying that to make me feel better about life.
Crazy. I did want to ask you a question about Black Wall Street. How do you feel about what happened to Black Wall Street and the fact that those people never, nothing ever happened to repair what they lost?
I talk about that a lot, how we've never gotten reparations for any damn thing. And I don't even think we fight for them. And they've made it to where the word reparations is like a joke when it comes to Black folks, when everybody else has gotten their reparations. What a lot of people don't understand about Black Wall Street is that Black Wall Street was bombed. And I wasn't there, and I'm making an assumption. But what happened was they claimed that it was riots and that they had to call in the government to shut down the riots. And basically that blacks ruined their own community. But that's not true.
Right.
They saw that those blacks were thriving. They saw that those blacks did not need whites. Whenever we don't have the assistance of whites, we do a whole lot better than when we do.
Right.
We are so ingrained in wanting to be white, though, that as soon as they pop up, we're happy. But what happened with Black Wall Street is the fact that you don't have enough black people that like to revisit history. Just like how not enough black people know about Emmett Till. Not a lot of black people know about, Nat Turner's Rebellion. A lot of black people don't know about a lot of stuff, and it's simply because we're willfully ignorant. And when you're dealing with a group of people that are willfully ignorant, it's very easy to suppress information from them because they don't want it. It's not like black people are out seeking shit. It ain't like black people are out even holding. We don't even hold people. We don't hold America to 48 acres and a mule. How did they go that long without giving 40 acres and a mule? I would still take 40 acres and a mule right now. You think I'm lying?
No,
I will take 40 acres and a mule right now.
I know you would. I was just
and work that mule like a motherfucker. I work that ass off. but we didn't even pressure them to make sure they gave us what was promised.
Right.
Think about it. Think about if all these niggas had 40 acres, we'd have our own states, plural. Something as simple as land, one of the most valuable things on earth, because no matter how much you try, there's only but certain amounts of land. It ain't growing. We ain't getting more of it.
What I don't understand is why they took it upon themselves to destroy that thriving community when they don't want black people to exist in their communities and, you know, buy from them and things like that. I don't understand the logic behind that.
You don't understand why white people did it? Because the black folks, if you have a thriving community, that means this is how the Klan worked. This is how the Germans worked. The Germans were smart because they started telling all the poor white people in Germany that the reason they were poor was because the damn Jews had pooled all their money together and got rich. So when you think people done got rich and you ain't rich, you take it from them. Work at a job and say it's like five people at your job that got a whole bunch of money and the other 100 people are broke. What do you think them 100 people going to do one day when they come to the office?
Rob you.
Yeah, going to kick your fucking ass. They going to think that you withholding money from them. So what they did was the white people started looking at how the blacks were thriving. And they said, well, we ain't got this and we ain't got that. And then they told them, yeah, them former slaves, they don't deserve it. You're right. They don't deserve it. So what did they do? Took it from them.
Yeah.
It's what your big brother or your big sister do whenever they think you got something that they want. They just take it from you.
Yeah, I just watched a really informative documentary on Black Wall Street the other day. It was very lengthy, but it was, they actually had like some survivors from Black Wall Street and even some white people that were just onlookers or whatever, interviewing them. And I was, just to hear from the, you know, it's different from the narrator's point of view than when you listen to an actual person that was there. It was really emotional. So if you haven't seen it, I would highly encourage you to watch it. It's very deep.
I'd like to watch it. Do me a favor and email me or tweet me or however you get in contact with me the link, because not only would I like to see it, but I'd like to share it with a bunch of more people.
I sure will.
All right, Laura. Is that the only question you have for me before I move on?
Yes.
All right, good deal. Thank you, dear. I might bring you guys back at the end. The number is 347-989-8310. I'm mad that my girl got kicked off. She says she's on the phone now. I don't know. I don't see her. Press the one. Unless she's calling from another number. Maybe that's what it is. She's calling from another number. Let's answer some more phone calls while we wait, because I wanted her to finish that story. That story was getting good. Let's bring in Bill from the 610. Where in the hell is 610, Bill?
Yo, it's Philly. What's good?
Not much. Yeah. Oh, okay. What kind of question you got for me?
Now, I wanted to ask you what you thought about that Dorner thing. You think they burned them down on purpose?
Yes. And you know what? That man might have been dead before that day even occurred. Because when you sit there and listen to the video I put up of them shooting at that place, I didn't hear him shooting back.
Yeah, I know, man. It's shady. He said he was going to take out as many as he could, but then he just shot himself? That don't make sense.
And here's another thing that doesn't make sense. They told the above-view cameras to not zoom in on the cabin.
Yeah.
But then they got a nigga on the ground with a fucking cell phone that's recording everything, and they let him release that tape. That's bullshit.
Yeah, man. Shady.
He closer than the helicopter. Why he get exclusive footage and then get to release it?
Yeah, man. It's shady. So what do you think?
Hey,
you think
and how about this? I want you to go back and watch the film, and what you'll see is the cops didn't even look scared of getting shot. Now, why would they be out there and, quote-unquote,
yeah,
he's shooting out of this cabin at them? But they was out there just walking around like it wasn't shit happening.
Yeah. Yeah, they were playing paintball or some shit.
Well, what are your thoughts on it? What were you
thinking?
I don't know,
man. I think it's shady because they found his wallet like three times, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, everything about this situation, everything about it makes me kind of sad. Go ahead.
Why would he burn his truck to let him know that he was out there? That don't make no sense. Well, that's like emailing him and being like, yo, I'm in Big Bear. Like, come get me. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get that.
You're right. And when I saw the situation, when I saw it unfolding, I was like, I want to cheer for the man because he's all about it. You know, he got done wrong, and he's going back against the establishment. But it was the establishment that he worked for initially. It was actually an establishment that he was trying to, from his words, he was trying to clean up. And because he tried to clean it up, they fired him.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, you reap what you sow. And I guess at that point, they would have reaped what they sold. But I don't even think that man was there that day. Now, they got this woman and this man out there saying that he was out there. I'm just a conspiracy nut. I believe he probably was killed maybe a day or two earlier, and then they just stuck somebody in his cabin. I think it was set all it was set up.
Yeah. I mean, but definitely a possibility.
Mm-hmm. I mean, were you one of those people who were cheering for him like me?
Man, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I kind of was rooting for him. I didn't want to see him go out.
Did you feel bad? Because
yeah.
I might have felt bad for 5 minutes and then I stopped.
Nah, dude, I still kind of feel bad. I was hoping he, like, pulled off some James Bond shit and like had a tunnel in the basement, like crawled out. Like
yeah, I kept hoping he'd get out. Like, I kept hoping he would kill everybody that was there trying to get him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he set up a booby trap and it just blew them all up.
Yeah, man, RPG or some shit. Shoot it out the window.
Like some Rambo type shit.
Yeah, man, that's what I was hoping for.
But, I mean, we wrong for hoping for death like that. You know we wrong, right? You know we going to go to hell for
that. I know, I'm not wishing for death, but you know they did him wrong, too.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you, young man, how old are you?
I'm 22.
All right, now, what has been your, before I let you go, what has been your relationships with, like, the police?
Well, I got a relative that's a state trooper. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's good and bad and everything. You know, there's some good cops. There's a lot of... I had run-in with them when I was younger, and it was I know that there's bad ones. I know there's one that's just trying to get you in the system. But, I mean, if I was in his position, I don't know what I would have done, because you know he was trying to do right. He was doing the right thing by reporting that, and they screwed him. So I don't know what I would have done there, but...
And the thing is, he felt like they took his whole future away from him.
Yeah, exactly.
And at that point, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Hey, brother, what'd you hear about me from? How long have you been listening? Is this your first time?
Nah, man, I follow you on Twitter. I tweet you all the time.
All right. What is it that you enjoy about me, and what is it, if you had a chance to change it, you'd change it?
Man, I enjoy, you're just like a real dude. You just speak the truth. I like that. But sometimes you be getting real mad, man. Your blood pressure probably be like through the roof. You got to calm down a little. But other than that, you're cool, man. I like you.
What's the thing I've gotten you most mad about? What's the one thing you were like, I can't roll with him on that?
Nah, I, there ain't nothing I didn't agree with you so far from listening.
All right, well, Bill, because you said that, send me an email at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. We're going to get you a shirt out there, all right?
All right, man, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Bill. Hey, guys, the number is 347-989-8310. I'm enjoying having conversations with you guys. We're going to talk. Let me see if I can get – yeah, they said I got 10 more minutes. I'll get one more phone call in to do on the 10-minute mark. Let me see who I can bring in. Let's bring in A.N. from the 619. What's up, A.N.?
What's your bud?
Hey, what you got to talk to me about? What's on your mind?
All right. Let me see. I heard you say something on your videos I wanted to ask you about. It's like my biggest pet peeve, like one of my arguments. You know how people always make the arguments, like you always say the stuff black people say or black women say or whatever? This is like one of my big pet peeves right here. When people say, black people say nigga, so it's okay for everybody else to say nigga. Is that your stance on it? Or, I mean, I think that's what I heard.
That's a good question. All right, here's my answer. I've been with my brothers, and my brothers have been like, man, mama acting like a bitch today. And he was like, yeah, she is.
Right.
If I was around my homeboy and he said, man, your mama acting like a bitch, I'd fuck him up.
Right, okay.
Then the question is why? Well, because I know when me and my brothers say my mama's acting like a bitch, we ain't thinking about going up there and headbutting and clotheslining and killing her. But when my friend says your mama's acting like a bitch, he don't mind doing her no harm. It's the same thing with this word nigga. When niggas call each other nigga, we're not saying it because we're trying to say that this person's below us. When they saying it, they're trying to say that person's below you. Now, what I do have to say is this. Once you start selling this word to the mainstream, you can't get mad if they start using it at that point. So I see it two different ways. Once you start making songs called Niggas in Paris, you start making groups called Niggas with Attitude. You can't get mad if the motherfucking DJ say, we got that new niggas with attitude. You can't get mad if the DJ say, or the white dude you with, be like, man, I'm listening to these niggas in Paris.
Right.
What is he supposed to say? N-word in Paris? N-word with attitude? Why? What should he say?
I'll get the picture if he said that.
Right. So that's all I'm saying. Once it gets to the point where you selling it to the masses, you got to shut up at that point. You got to eat it.
Yeah, I still don't think so. I mean, because a lot of people sell their culture, you know what I'm saying? Or they do their thing. It's basically...
Well, how many Jews you know sell out their culture like we do? Name some.
Sell, like, what they're doing?
Yeah, how many Jews run around and call each other kike and then get mad if you call them that?
Yeah, I mean, that's apples and oranges to me.
What do you mean? No. You have to explain. You just said a lot of other cultures sell out their culture. Explain.
Well, I didn't say sell out. I was saying sell their culture.
Explain.
Like you could say like even like selling your type of food, you could call that selling your culture. Or like
wait. If they sell their food, they don't get mad if we start eating it. They don't get mad.
Food.
They don't get mad at a nigga for saying, "Man, I want to give me some egg foo young." They don't say, "How dare you say that?"
No, they don't say that. But what I'm saying is, it's their culture that came to. You know, it was a part of what they did, and then they started to sell it. Like it didn't start out. They didn't make. You know, Mexicans didn't put together a burrito to sell it to people. You know what I mean? They
you do know that this is not a correct. Hold on, before you finish, I'm gonna let you finish. I'm just going to say this. You do know this is a horrible analogy you're making, right? Can we get there? Can you admit, before you try it, that this is a horrible analogy?
not really. Because, look, this basically what I'm saying is that just because my point is just because somebody, you do something, whether you sell it or not, that doesn't give other people the right to do it. Because, like, your example that you said, that was the exact example I was going to bring up. But I don't understand, just because you sell it, how does that change that example? You know what I mean?
Let me tell you why. Because, look, if I'm calling my mother, a bitch, I'm not selling it. I'm talking to my brothers about how I feel her activity is. I call my girl right now and say my girl's acting a bitch. Let a nigga come in and tell me my girl acting a bitch.
All right, so if you start a reality show, and once you start that reality show and they come in and they catch you on
stage, all bets is off. If I got a reality show and on that whole show I'm calling her a bitch all day, and I'm saying she the bitch or whatever, that's her name. That's what I'm calling her, a bitch. When I refer to her, she turns around and says, "Hey, what's happening?" I refer to her as a bitch. And she turns around and say, "Hey, I can't get mad if somebody see her in the street and say, 'Hey, bitch.'"
Yeah, no, I disagree. I think you still can get mad. So
I mean, you can get mad, but what do you do with your anger? That's the one thing that I need to ask black people. What do you do with your anger? What does your anger get you? You get mad, then what? If it really bothered you, listen, here's the truth. If it really bothered you that people called your girl a bitch, you'd stop calling your girl a bitch in front of people.
I don't think it's kind of – that's a hard one for me to answer, because I don't think you should be calling your girl a bitch in front of people.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, but let's say, for instance, I get – things got out of hand, and I do. That don't mean everybody else can. Like growing up, I fought with my brothers. Just because I beat my brother up don't mean somebody else come beat my brother up and I say, I did it. Or even if it's on reality.
If you beat your brother's ass in front of people, you still going to – so let me tell you something. How do you think your brother feels? Just a simple question. How do you think your brother feels when you kicking his ass in front of people? How do you think he feel?
He probably feel embarrassed, but, you know.
If I beat his ass,
though, it probably was a good reason, though.
Listen, but do you hear my point? Do we have a good reason to call each other nigga? Give me the good reason why we say it so much.
I mean, if we say it so much, we say it because, we like the way it sounds. We've done so many different things with the word nigga. I mean, I like saying the word nigga. I actually do, personally.
Yeah, I say it too all the time. Because, and I don't know if it's that I like.
Then there it is.
It's because I got used to saying it.
Well, even if it's that reason, then there it is. Why do we have, what's wrong with it?
Nothing. Wait. There's nothing wrong with it. And ain't nothing wrong with it when white people say it. You say there's nothing wrong with it. If you don't see, wait a minute, you cannot say I see nothing wrong with it unless they do it. That's wrong. To say that is wrong. By that logic, they need to say we fought for this country. We shed our blood for this country. We died for this country. We ain't giving y'all shit. Y'all got to take it. That's what white people should say. They should say, we ain't giving y'all no motherfucking right.
That is what they say.
No, y'all sit around and bitch all the time. Well, then they should be able to say nigga. And that, wait a minute. Then they should be able to say nigga and dare you to fuck with them. I guarantee if a lot of white folks start calling y'all niggas, y'all wouldn't do shit because they got nuclear weapons and all we got is mouth.
Nah, you're right. I mean, but it doesn't really matter. It's the principle.
The only reason white folks don't call us niggas because they don't want to call us niggas. Let me tell you the truth. They are not scared of us. No, listen. They're not scared of us. Y'all need to get that shit out of y'all lexicon. White people are not scared of us because we're not organized. They're more afraid of Hispanics than blacks because Hispanics are organized and they actually got some damn numbers and weapons. We don't have neither one. They're not scared of us. We don't have numbers, and we don't have organization, and we don't have weapons. So they're not scared of us. The only reason white people don't call us niggas is because they don't want the rest of the world to look bad at us. That's it. White people don't give a fuck about black folks, and if they wanted to start calling us nigga right now today, we couldn't do nothing but bitch and moan and get Jesse Jackson to march. And they blow Jesse Jackson's ass out the water. We see him blow up Jesse Jackson, and every other nigga in the crowd would walk home.
I agree. But what I'm saying is, even regardless of that, just because, like, let's say, like you said, they got nuclear bombs or whatever, just because of that, when I wake up and brush my teeth and stand up as a man, my principles still can hold the same. That just because I can't do anything about it per se, I can't stop every white person from saying nigga or nigger, doesn't mean I have to say, well, I can't do nothing about it anyway, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you do, though, when you say it's not cool? What do you do? It's like being a nigga that don't have a. Do you have any friends that's kind of, you know, they don't have no job and they live in the house with their girlfriend? They always complain about how their girlfriend do them wrong, and you tell them, well, why don't you leave? And he say, well, I can't because I don't have the money.
Yeah.
Don't it get on your nerve after a while that he complain about it? You like, nigga, shut the fuck up or leave.
Yeah, or even married dudes. This is, they happen that way too. That take care of a girl and they won't leave her. Yeah.
And that's my point.
Right.
The point is this. You have to look at it and say that you have to say, all right, if we can't do nothing, then why the fuck are we complaining? What are we getting out of saying, yeah, I can't do nothing, but I don't like it? What do you get from
that? Well, I'll ask you this then. 50 years ago, like now, in 2013, I won't even take it back that. Just go to the 80s or 90s. Because now in 2013, almost every white girl that gets fucked by a black dude says nigga. White boys, all of a sudden, like, I played ball a couple years ago. Like, some of the freshmen came in. We playing bones. Some white boys came in. One of them came in and, like, put nigga. Like, you know how you play us versus them or whatever. He put real niggas versus them niggas or something. And thought that was cool. So, like, nowadays, it's just okay, I guess. These young kids, they think that's cool. I mean, I'm young too, but I'm saying the younger kids, they think it's cool. So why is it that they do that now, but in 1987, 1993, it wasn't being done like that? They had nuclear bombs then, you know what I'm saying? But now it's okay for them to do it, and now they do it, but they didn't do it in the 90s.
I'll ask you this before I go to the break, and I'll see if you can make it quick. Why do you think we even got to a point where we thought calling ourselves niggas was a good thing? Why do you think we got to a point? Because Japanese people don't run around calling themselves Japs.
It's different still. Again, it's apples and oranges. The Japanese and the Jewish reference is not comparable to our situation here in America. The years of losing a whole religion and being
Why did you call yourself that is the question I'm asking. You got to answer a simple question. I don't give a damn about nobody else. Why do you want to call yourself something that white people call you and to make it trash?
All right, well, I go two things. Firstly, I only mentioned that because you brought it up, and it's the answer to your question.
When you keep saying it's different, it's actually not. But it's starting to frustrate me. It's like when you made the try to compare people selling food to someone calling you a derogatory word. They're not the same at all. And you were like, well, yes, they are. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Were you raised by both your parents?
No.
That's the point. You were raised by your mother, and you're making women's argument, because that's illogical at that point to say selling my food is the equivalent of calling me a nigger. And I told you, I even gave you the leeway to stop that argument. I told you, please tell me you recognize that this is a horrible analogy, and you went through with it anyway. It would be like me telling you, please recognize that if you stick this piece of metal in that socket, it's going to electrocute you. And you say, yeah, but I'm going to do it anyway.
No, not necessarily. I was trying to make a statement about culture. But like I said,
culture. Nigga is not a culture. White people called you that to disparage you. How did it become your culture? Why did you pick up something that was disparaging, and now you call it your culture? When they use the word culture, they're not picking up just crazy shit, you know, like calling our kids Jamarcus and then saying that's our culture.
All right, well, two things, and I don't want to answer that question. But firstly, my mom is the one I didn't have, so I had my dad, and then he got married, just to clarify. And then Second thing, you, me and you just sat on the phone and said, you say nigga and I say nigga, right?
Right.
So it's fair to say, and a lot of black people we know, so it's fair to say that that is a part of our culture of living, that we do say it, whether or not it's right, true or false, that we do say it.
Yes, we do say it. And if we do, we also do have kids out of wedlock.
Right, right.
We also have a bunch of STDs. Wait a minute. So if we do these things, can we not as adults still admit that it's wrong?
We can, but it's not everyone's opinion that it's wrong. It's not my opinion that it's wrong. It's not my opinion that it's wrong. Some people's opinion that it is wrong.
It's not my opinion that once you start selling it to white people and telling them nigga is okay and titling the shit that they're buying that, then you can't turn around and tell them, but you can't say it. That's the stupidest shit ever. I'm no offense. That is some stupid shit to sell me 5-hour energy. Listen, you're going to sell me 5-hour energy drink. You're going to label it 5-hour energy drink. And you're going to tell me I can't say 5-hour energy drink when somebody asks me what I'm going to get? That's stupid.
No, I mean, look, maybe they could say that or whatever. But you know that's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the one or the few instances where someone actually names it that. I'm saying in general, they want to take on
a whole
identity.
Is it a few instances? I can tell you a bunch of songs that's got nigga in it. I can tell you a bunch of people that's got white people on their friends list, and they still be posting about niggas on their friends list. You know you got white people on your friends list, and you still write nigga up there.
Yeah,
really?
But it doesn't matter what I do. See, what I do is what I do. What I'm saying is how I decide to live, me and my people decide to live, what we decide to do is our thing to do. If you want to jump over and come over into my territory, you know what I'm saying, and say, okay,
so
I'm going
to
do what
white people get to do that we can't do?
Regardless,
explain that to me
feel.
Then. What is it that white people get to say and do to each other that black folks shouldn't do? Please explain that to me.
What do you mean the white people get to do?
Well, you said that's what
we
do.
You could say,
so that means everybody got something that they
said,
do that other people can't do.
Okay, you just said we can't talk because they got the nuclear bombs, right? They're not about to let my black ass go push that button and send it where I want to go. And they
that's
won't
called,
break
wait,
that.
Wait, that's their power, though. So their power is to actually hurt us. Our power is to actually have fucking words. We have words they can't say. That's it. That's our power. The black folks' magical power.
They shut us down all the time.
Oh, I'm saying, so the black folks' magical power is to tell them they can't say nigga. That's our power.
Okay, how many times have you turned on Fox News and the NAACP released a statement and they say the NAACP is racist. They're bringing this up. They just look and focus on their own color people, and instead of just being everyone, and this is racist, da 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 da. They don't shut down our opinions, like different things they might hear people say.
Hold on, you said shut down their
opinions.
No, hold on.
Yeah, I mean,
Wait. Who owns Fox? Is it a black man or a white man named Rupert Murdoch?
I don't even think he is even white. Rupert Murdoch? I think he
is
like
quite white.
Oh, okay.
So it's a white man that I want you to hear my point. So it's a white man that owns the network. So are they shutting your opinion down, or are they giving their own?
They're giving their own, but what I'm saying
right.
is they're attacking.
Hold on.
No, but this okay.
Only way they could be shutting our opinion down is if we have our own network and they shut the network down, or they tell you can't say this about white people, but white people can say that about black. If you don't have your own network, nobody's shutting your opinion down. Are you shutting my ability down? Are you shutting my ability down to eat because you won't give me a key to your house and let me go in there and eat?
But you changed what I was saying. I wasn't using it in a literal sense. What I was saying is they attack our attempt at going against how they feel. But what you're asking us to do, or me, or anybody black to do, is to say, look, because of this, you should not do the same thing. Like you said, they're just really, in reality, they're just expressing their opinion. So in reality, I could just express mine and say, okay, yeah, some black people decided to make a song.
But you can say it. Wait. Black people get to express their opinions about whites way more than whites get to express theirs about black. That's what you're saying is not right. You got black comedians that can get up on stage and make fun of white people. As soon as a white person does it to a black one, his ass gets boycotted and picketed. So I'm glad you gave that example, because we actually get to express ourselves more than they do.
Right, but see, you're talking about society as a whole. I'm just talking about this one point I called and asked you about. Now, your stance is that they can't do it. You shouldn't do it, I should say.
No, I said once we start putting it in a public forum, all bets off.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to.
Gays don't run around saying faggot to each other every damn day and then asking you not to say it. Gays don't have a TV show where they call each other faggot all day and then ask you not to say it.
Right.
You can't
say something all the damn time
and then ask the people who hear you say it all the damn time to never say it. That don't make sense.
Right. I think it does. I feel like you can do, like, just because I kiss my wife don't mean you can't. Just because I beat my brother up don't mean you can't. Just because I walk into this house with my key and I lock the door and sit
you
on the couch and watch.
You kiss your wife. You call everybody nigga.
Right. What's your point? But see,
it's not y'all's wife. If it became y'all's wife, you couldn't get mad that somebody else tried to do it too.
But I
look,
what I'm, yeah,
wait
exactly.
A minute. Hold
I'm,
on.
I'm
well,
proclaiming
stop, stop.
Nigga
if
as
everybody
our word.
In your what well, stop. If everybody in your neighborhood was able to just walk in your house and fuck your girl, would you really be that upset if the new nigga that moved into your neighborhood tried it?
I mean, no, because I said, okay, it's okay for you to come in and fuck my girl.
You didn't say it. He just kept seeing everybody in the neighborhood fucking that chick.
I mean, yeah, unless I made it known to everybody that, okay, you got to clear it with me, then no, I wouldn't.
That's the point. So if you're going to keep saying, when you compare it to kissing your wife, you make sure motherfuckers know it's your wife and nobody else can have none. We don't do that with the word nigga, because if we were just, that's why I said I compared it to me and my brothers calling my mama a bitch. If the whole neighborhood called my mama a bitch and the nigga that came from the next neighborhood heard me refer to this woman as a bitch, he would think that was her name.
Okay, now let me ask you this. If you said it's not okay for other people to call your mama a bitch, if somebody came up, a group of niggas with, you know, a bunch of niggas that was bigger than you knew was going to beat you up, and they called your mama a bitch anyway because they knew if you fought them, you wouldn't go in, what would you do? Would you just fold up and say, I can't do nothing, so I guess it's cool, or would you fight them anyway?
But let me tell you what the first thing you should do. The first thing you should do is stop. Listen. If I can't stop myself from doing something, why am I trying to stop you? Is that not a good question? Seriously, is that not a good question? Would you like it if your girl was trying to stop you from cheating while she kept cheating?
No.
Would you like it if your girl tried to make you lose weight while she kept getting fat?
No, that wouldn't make sense, no.
No. So if we really want white people to stop saying nigga or not use the word, do you know that they would rarely use it if we didn't use it as much as we do?
They probably
because they would know it was a foul word because we would make sure it's a foul word.
Yeah, they probably.
There's a reason why I don't cuss around my daughter like that, because eventually she's going to start cussing too. How the fuck I'm going to tell my daughter it's out of line to cuss when every fucking word come out of my mouth in front of her is a cuss word? She won't know if it's a bad word or not.
Right.
It's normal. It's just like these hoes that be stripping and shit. What happened? They end up raising strippers. Why? These hoes that fuck a lot of niggas in front of their daughters. What their daughters end up doing? Fucking a lot of niggas. Why?
Right. That's different. That's your kid. But all I'm saying is that it's your prerogative to say if this is something that we do as a community.
We don't do it as a community. You'd be right if we just did it and we didn't do it around them. That's why I call my mama a bitch around my brothers, not around my buddies.
Yeah, I mean, even if we did it around them, see, that's our disagreement, and that's cool. We can disagree. But all I'm saying is that's my stance, is that I feel like we come to that conclusion that we can do something, but we can't say that other people shouldn't. I feel like we can't stand up for something we do and make our own decision to say you can't do it. I feel like we just feel like we have to allow people to do it. You know, but why? Because we feel like we can't.
But how have we allowed people to do it when we haven't? When have we just allowed white people to run around saying niggas? Show me this.
The moment when you say that, hey, they shouldn't say it or no one should say it. But since some black people got a song called Niggas in Paris, since it's an N.W.A. and Niggas for Life and all of that. Once you said because of that. it's excusable. That's what you said.
But how much power do I have? I know I asked you, when is it happening? I also believe that men shouldn't have to pay child support. Are you going to not pay child support because I said it on my show?
No, I still have to pay.
Right, I don't have that kind of power, do I? So you're saying I say it, but society still doesn't say it. So what does my words have to do with what society is actually doing? I just feel like niggas need to quit complaining about stuff that they're doing in the open. If you're going to have some pride about it, like you said, if you beat your brother up, if you beat your brother up in front of the neighbors, you can't get mad that they fuck your brother up because it looked normal, because it shows you don't care about your brother, that you're willing to embarrass him that way. You don't care about your brother if you're willing to do that.
Right, but see, then that's why I say it might look, regardless of what it looks like, if you touch my brother, I'm going to show you that you assume the wrong thing, because just because I beat him up don't mean nobody else can touch
him. And that's why the black race ain't gotten anywhere, because we don't have enough self-respect for each other first before we start telling other people how they should act. I'm not going to talk to my girl like she's a piece of crap and then fight somebody over her because she did the same crap. That's not right. I'm not going to fight somebody for treating somebody the same way I treat them. And that's why black people don't get anywhere, because we believe we can talk to each other like shit. And it was the same reason why I said it's messed up that we run around call each other monkeys and then get mad when white people call us monkeys. If we thought a monkey was so damn bad, we'd stop calling each other monkey. It ain't cool to diss your brother all fucking day in front of the rest of the school, but then get mad when somebody at the school diss your brother. Have some respect for your damn brother.
Okay, but you say you play the dozens, right? I mean, you done clown with your homeboys before, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you sit around, you clown around. You say things jokingly. Sometimes it might go far, sometimes it wasn't, but it's a bond that you guys have between each other.
And I don't play the dozen with my homeboys around my homeboys' enemies. You're right.
Okay, but
you're hearing what I'm saying, but you're not. If I play the dozens with my buddies, I don't play it around their enemies. Why the fuck would I call my buddy a fat motherfucker nigga with HIV in front of his damn the nigga that hate him the most? Why would I do that?
Even if it wasn't in front of them and then they heard that it happened.
How would they hear that it happened? How would they hear that it happened?
Does it matter even if you...
Yes, it does, because they're hearing us say nigga in front of them. They're not hearing it on the slick. Are white people getting FBI tapes of black people calling each other nigga and that's how it got out? Please tell me.
Nah,
is that what happened?
No, they're not. No.
No, how are they hearing it? They're hearing it right now, listening to this show, listening to me and you do it. They're hearing it by being on your friends list and watching you put it up there. They're hearing it by turning on your radio station and hearing you. So your analogy was poor because they ain't getting it secretly. If you're going to use an analogy, this is why when you say you were raised by a father, I don't believe it, because you're just making stuff up now. You literally made up something that was untrue and said, well, what if they didn't hear it by this? What if, by that logic, okay, what if the aliens said it? If we just want to make what ifs that have nothing to do with real life, we'll never be able to find solve a problem or get to the conclusion of something. If we just make up a what if. You just literally made up something, brother.
But we've been going through hypotheticals the entire debate.
A hypothetical that's realistic is one thing. One that's not even close. You said, if they heard it from somebody else? But they're not hearing from somebody else. They're hearing it from our mouths.
They are. But I'm saying, even if they don't, my point is you're still doing it. But I understand your point. And like I said, again, we can disagree on it. But your point is basically that if you do it, but don't broadcast it to others. And once you broadcast it to others, you basically are saying that it's okay.
Look, I would never – let me tell you something. I'd never sit around with my girl. My girl do a lot of nasty shit to me. I would never sit around my homeboys and talk about how great she sucked my dick and then get mad that when they see her now, they think about getting their dick sucked. It's disrespectful. If you really want people to view you with respect, you would not talk about yourself or whatever it is you wanted them to view you with respect in a bad way.
Yeah, but now that's my point. Now that's a bit of an extreme example, but now is it okay, is it permissible for you to get around your wife and kiss her on the cheek or slap her on the butt, even though your friends is right there? You know what I mean? Just little innocent stuff.
It's my wife. It's not ours. Again, I gave you that analogy.
Exactly. Just like you and my nigga.
If we was at a party and 9 niggas that was in the club was just fucking my girl. The 10th nigga that came in would probably think it's okay to fuck my girl.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. But what I'm saying is, if, okay, like, let's say every nigga that was doing it was a part of some group or something like that. And it was clear that, okay, only people in group X can have sex with this woman. You know what I mean? But what you're saying is because everybody else seen it, group Y can come along and say, look, group X.
If you let them in while you were doing it, if you let them in while
you
were doing
it,
listen, hold on. That's why you can't be a Mason, because Masons don't let you in their group while they doing their crap so you can see it. Do you not understand that at all? That's why you're not a Q, because you're not out there when they're going through their rituals. Do you not understand that at all? Seriously. Are you just trying to tell me you can't comprehend that at all?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but all I'm saying is that I understand your stance, but I'm just saying that my stance is that I feel like a group of people or two or more people can have a bond that they can share and expect others to not feel like they have the same bond. Like,
and they don't do it in public. If you do it in public, you're going to have it. Just like if I start kissing my girl or she start breastfeeding our baby, they're going to have a problem. I can't say it's just us two when I'm doing it in front of them.
So
by your logic, the police shouldn't be able to arrest me for letting my girl suck my dick in front of my window or at the hotel in the lobby. They shouldn't be able to arrest me because it's just us two.
No, that the police have nothing to do with by that.
No,
logic.
You're saying if it's just you two, other people shouldn't be able to have an opinion about what you're displaying in front of them.
No, I didn't say the opinion. I didn't say opinion. I'm saying they shouldn't.
Their opinion is if you keep saying it, I'm going to say it. If you don't want us to say it, then you don't say it. You wouldn't like it if white people was able to piss in a fucking the water fountain and you had to pee and you went to go pee and they were like, nah, just white people can pee in here.
Hey, if it was day water fountain, I wouldn't mind that.
Is that your word? Hold on. I'm glad you said that. So is that your word? Because last I checked, you didn't know English. They gave you that word. So it's their word. So by your logic, they should be the only ones able to use the word nigga. Thank you for saying that. I'm glad you said that. You said if it was their... No, I'm not going to let you back out. You said if it was their water fountain, they could say whatever they want. That's their word.
Yes.
You didn't know English when you got here. That's not your word. It's their word for you. That is true. That is fact. Nothing I've said right now is not true and is not fact. It's 100% fact. Is it not 100% fact?
What, that white
people? That's their word for you. Is that not 100% fact?
Yeah, it is.
Right. And you just said, if it was their water fountain, you would understand if they told you, you can't use it. That's their fucking word, and now you're trying to tell them that they can't use it. That's fucked up flaw. There's no logic in that. You can't beat me in a discussion when I'm using logic. I will see if you will even admit that right there is an unbeatable argument. Is it? Can you admit that? Nothing I said was a lie.
No, I mean, okay, yeah, it's true that they used that word and created it to refer to us. That's true.
Right, so then we shouldn't be, we're the ones, they should be able to dictate where the word goes. It's their word.
No, I mean, that initially, but what I'm saying is, if you're
looking
at
everything. When did you take over it? When did you buy it from them?
We didn't buy it, but if you're just
when
looking
did you
at
sell
the
it?
History of how things happen.
When did it become your word? When was there a proclamation, a declaration? When was there this, wait a minute, we now possess this word?
I mean, but
see, white people,
I mean, no.
This used to be the Mexicans' land, white people possessed it. This used to be the Indians' land, white people possessed it. They possessed it by kicking their ass and signing treaties. So either you tell me the treaty we signed or the ass we kicked that gave us that word and took it from them, please.
It wasn't the actual one on paper, but
no, where was it?
People,
tell me where
okay,
it was
you,
that we took it from them.
Probably around the 70s to the 80s era, so somewhere around there. Are you going to sit here and tell me that white people say nigger the same way they say nigger in 1912? It's the same? Before Jim Crow, before civil rights, before, you know, slavery? Are you going to tell me that it's used the same as it was?
No, what I'm going to tell you is this. They stopped using the word because it was supposedly racist. And you picked it up.
Right.
So if I stopped using a word because I thought it was wrong in school, I stopped saying fuck because nobody at school was saying it. And they was like, that's a bad word. Then when I stopped saying it, everybody else at school started saying fuck. But now I can't say fuck and they can't. That's stupid.
That is stupid.
By logic, you got to admit, that's dumb as hell. I stopped saying it because it was offensive. And you picked it up.
Your school analogy doesn't match up to the analogy.
I dropped the word because you were – screw the analogy. I dropped the word because you were offended by the word. I acquiesced to you because it hurt your feelings. And when I stopped using it, you and everybody that looked like you started using the word that you claimed when I said it bothered you.
Right.
That is stupid. And you won't even admit that that's stupid, whether you do it or not. I like cheating. I'm not going to pretend that shit ain't harmful to the person I'm cheating with. I can't even get you to admit that doing that is stupid.
No, I mean, okay, that's your opinion. I personally understand why people do it. I understand why.
You understand why people call each other nigga. Enlighten me.
Basically, it was them using it to tear us down for so long. We internalized it, flipped it, and use it in the opposite way as a term of endearment, as a type of word, basically to get away from the negative effect that they had.
So the best way to do it wouldn't have been just to end the word. No, it's to now tell you not to say it, but then we say it. That's the best way to make yourself feel better about a word that somebody calls you. So instead of me saying, well, people calling me black as hell and monkey made me feel bad. So I'm going to make them stop saying it. Then I'm going to refer to myself as black as hell and monkey, but smile when I do it. That is the stupidest argument. I'm sorry.
Okay, but by that logic,
I would like to continue, but there's so many more people online, and I got to go to a break. I want to let y'all hear, and he was very good sport about this. He really was. But y'all got to admit, it get to a point where talking to a black man is a black woman. And when he say he was raised by his father, it was to defeat my argument. That man wasn't raised by his father, unless he was just being a troll. Because he wouldn't even admit when I was being honest and right. He wouldn't even say, okay, that's right, that's true. He just kept on arguing around it. And you can't get anywhere when somebody keeps doing crap like that. The conversation's not going to go anywhere. Not with me. The only person who could have kept talking to him would have been a woman. Him and a woman could keep talking because we don't have to have logic. We can just use emotion. He literally is saying, and every time I hear that argument, it's a stupid argument. Oh, we started saying nigga to take control of it so it would take the sting out of it. If it took the sting out of it, then you wouldn't matter if they say it. Especially when they ain't using it in that way. They using it in the way that you using it, in a positive way. When they say, hey, you my nigga. They're not calling you like, they're not saying you a slave. But you still get mad at it. This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. Oh, we're using it to take the sting out of it, but if they still say it, it's going to still bother me. What? Anyway, I'm going to go to the break, and I'm going to go piss, and I'm going to probably go shit. I'm so disgusted at that phone conversation because it's sad. It's really sad, y'all, that I'm talking to a person and they say, and they just refuse to even say, okay, you got a point. Now, I don't get that. Go out, motherfucker. Take me to break, Johnny. I'm ready to go. I'm going to come back and answer more of y'all phone calls. 347-989-8310. Call in. I got to bring my girl in, too. I don't know if she's still there. She made it back. If she's made it back, press the 1 or something. Let me know you're back. Felicia. If you're back, press 1. I'm going to go to a commercial break. Oh, I got control over Felicia. I told her she back, press 1. She pressed it. Good girl. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what this is. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. This is a message to the loyal following out there. You know and I know there's nothing better than a nice, well-dressed man in a suit. Now, with the budgets being as tight as they are, a lot of people cannot afford a nice suit. Well, that's untrue, because my friends at CustomSuitShop.com have made the custom suit available and affordable for all price ranges and all budgets. That's right. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. They believe that they're witnessing the return of the elegant gentleman, and they are dressing up again. They want clothing that fits right and is comfortable and looks great and makes a value statement. That's what my man Louis Morgan of CustomSuitShop.com wants everyone to know. See, what they can do is they can come to your home, perform 20 key measurements, and then hook you up with a custom suit. You know, people getting tired of wearing suits off the rack. Not saying there's nothing wrong with suits off the rack, but how would you like to have a custom suit made to fit you, the way your body contours, the way you move? That's what you can get at the Custom Suit Shop. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. There are three locations. They have one in Marietta at 1395 South Marietta Parkway, Building 100. One in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, South Towers. Then they have another one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right. Three locations where you can get your custom suit made. So go to CustomSuitShop.com and make sure that you mention Tommy Sotomayor sent you. CustomSuitShop.com, where with prices like these, you can't afford not to look good. Just log on at CustomSuitShop.com. That's CustomSuitShop.com. And call at 404-869-3113 if you're in the Atlanta area. If you're in the Birmingham area, call it 205-541-9469. And if you're in the Charlotte area, call 704-552-3690. And tell them Your World My Views sent you.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick,
my daughter engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
DMV Staffing, national industry leader in staffing opportunities. Our years of staffing experience has taught us a few things. If you provide the right opportunity and a very high salary, people will perform their very best. We understand that needing more money than you're currently making is not your fault. We know if given the right opportunity, you could make more money. What if you could send your children to the best schools and take multiple vacations a year? If you had the right opportunity to make more money, you could.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. And I'm sure you're like everyone else out here that wants to take control of your work future. Well, one of the best ways that we here at Your World My Views know how to do that is to get in contact with DMV Staffing. Just log on at dmvstaffing.com or go to yourworldmyviews.com and tommysotomayor.com, sotomayortv.com, where the links will take you to DMV Staffing, because we know DMV Staffing will do all that they can to make sure that you have the job of your dreams.
You want to make sure that you can take that vacation you wanted and you can take care of your family as well as those around you. And that starts finding a job that can help you be financially secure. So go on to dmvstaffing.com and make sure that you let them know Tommy Sotomayor sent you.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host. This is Tommy Sotomayor. Before I go back to the phone calls, I want to read an email. It's a weird email. I only read the end of it. So right now, I'm reading the rest of it with you guys. Then I'm going to ask you guys how you feel about what happened between me, myself, and Monica, because God brought up a great question. And then you guys can keep asking me whatever you want. The number is 347-989-8310. The person sent me the name Shelly Shells, C-H-E-L-L-Y, Shells. It says, Mr. Sotomayor, a few weeks ago, I found out who you are and started following you on Twitter. I thought you were very funny. I even took time out to watch your live stream. From my understanding, you've made this your career as a radio personality and a comedian. After watching lots of your videos, I was turned off. In a lot of your videos, you made valid points, and that's why I thought you were entertaining. But then as I watched and listened more, you went beyond valid points. You may not care because, as you say, your world, my views. But the racial emphasis that you put on just about every video should be enough to turn any black person off after a while. I went even as far as to look at your followers and see what type of audience you had. For the most part, it was black males and Caucasians. No surprise. Then I unfollowed you. But why? Maybe it's because I'm a black female. That could be the reason, but it's not. I mean, I'm not dark-skinned, and I don't wear weave. My point is, I realize that you're doing exactly what the media has done and keeping alive what our ancestors tried to overcome, that dark skin is less, bad even more as a curse. It's people like you that are helping keep the stereotype and stigma alive. Other races do the same type of things, but the minorities, you know, the 12%, are the ones who are actually being exposed through the media, whether it be on the news, TV, or movies. I'm so sorry for you if you were raised by a sorry, dark-skinned black mother or aunt who let terrible things happen to you. Just know that there was a Caucasian kid raised by a sorry, pale-skinned mother who did a terrible job too. But how many white radio personalities and comedians make a living solely off of bashing white women? Other than Tom Likas? I'll wait. Now, every once in a while, you go off and bash black men, as if that's any better. What you do and have done continues to reconfirm the stereotype and stigma. It's even more sad that you have a dark-skinned black daughter who will be prejudged because of the color of her skin, and she'll have her father to thank for contributing to the negativity of her fight for equality. Now I'm only one lost follower or viewer, but I would encourage anyone not to begin to fall into the whole entertainment values of your work. Because when you look deeper, it's hatred of black people, of a race. A joke here and there about a race is different than constant bashing. I wish you success in your career, but not at the expense of our race. It's deep. It's very deep. And it's a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you why. Because if I've noticed on my pages and stuff, black women love to announce their exit when they did not give a bunch of fanfare in their entrance. Now I'll explain. I want all you bitches and niggas and simps and all of that to know. If you didn't run up on me and tell me, I have arrived, I'm your biggest fan, nigga, then do not tell me that you're fucking leaving. Get the fuck on. I don't need you to explain why you're leaving, because I didn't know why you came. Now, it's nice to read the message, and I don't mind reading it. And I want to address some shit. which lets me know why I cannot stand the majority of black women. Have you noticed that when they want to question you, they always bring up your child or your mother? When they question you, they always want to question your child or your mother. When you question them, they always want to tell you about how intelligent they are. So this bitch never thought at one time to ask about my father. Not one thing. That lets me know how selfish. That lets me know how selfish black women are when all they do is ask about themselves. Now, Miss Shelly Shell, maybe her last name is Green because that's the email address, and I would give y'all her email address, but then all y'all would do is go make a run on this woman's email, so I'm not doing that. She said she followed me on Twitter. If I knew a Twitter handle, I'd do that, but I'm not giving out giving our email out. I told her to call in. I sent her a message back and said, call in. Because all I read was, I wish you success in your career, but not at the expense of our race. And that bothered me. So that's when I said, well, let me read this on the air, and I'll read it, and I won't know what the hell I'm reading. Hopefully it won't be nothing too bad. She said that my dark-skinned daughter is going to feel bad about herself because of what I've done as a radio show host. So this is what this bitch is saying. Was it not for me doing my small-time little radio show? White people and black people would not know about what's going on. I'm waking white people up to how they should view black people. I'm making them wait. I'm making them hate black people. That's what I'm doing. I'm making black people hate black people. That's what I'm doing. Because before I came along, there was harmony. Everybody in the streets was singing, Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we? That's what was happening. That's what was happening. But when black bitches was running around on Donahue and Oprah saying black men are gay, when black bitches is running around on a single sexy and all that crap forum talking about niggas is in jail, that didn't hurt black men at all, did it? No, that shit was fine. Dear Shelly Shell, please call in. And if you call in, press 1. And when you get my board operator, please tell her that I said put you to the front of the line. I would really like to hear why you believe that and why you said that. Let me go to the phone line. Let me go to Mr. No Good from the 330. Mr. No Good, what would you like to ask me, brother?
Man, look, man. There's been a whole, for one, I ain't even gonna talk about what I heard last week. Turn that shit down. Turn it down. Go on the other one. Now, first, I'm just going to talk about today for right now. How you going to let this Dominican nigga call into your show and let this motherfucker slide on talking about he ain't black? When
well,
you clown and bitch after bitch
No, that's an easy answer. Do you not know that Dominicans can be white? I got their white
Dominican. Dominican, that nigga wasn't no white Dominican. You know goddamn well he wasn't white.
I would believe
that
he was.
Was
I know he ain't black.
Dominican
hold on. Wait. Is Fat Joe black?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You one of them people. You one of them people that
man,
can't claim everybody's
look,
black.
That's what, look, your last name, your Sotomayor, okay? All right? But guess what? I looked up Sotomayor. It says a Castilianized form of Sotomayor, a habitational name from the name of two places in Punta Vedera and Orense's provinces, Galicia, somewhere in motherfucking Spain. But guess what? Your nigga ass ain't no Spain from Spain.
I know
what
that.
You are is a descendant of what some niggas from the Punta Vedra and Orense provinces. They caught one of them niggas, one of your ancestors, running around in Africa, and then turned around and dropped your ass somewhere off first.
Let me show you how you have a misunderstanding of history, and that's what black people are short-sighted. We believe that the only places we were located was in Africa. Black people came to the Americas and the both of the Americas before white people had ever come here.
I know that. And
so
I went down to
wait
Mexico.
Hold on. So don't say that. Don't disparage my ancestry by saying that somebody dropped me the fuck off. Maybe we dropped ourselves off. Can we agree on that one?
It is possible.
All right. Go ahead.
But if you dropped yourself off, where'd you drop yourself off from?
The same place where everybody dropped themselves off
Africa,
from.
Africa, goddammit. That's
said,
an African
wait
a minute,
but
black
that's the same that is the same place white people got dropped off from.
That's all fine, but you can say whatever you want. Them motherfuckers,
that was a mutation from the African gene.
That was a mutation from the African gene. And guess what? They mutated from the African gene. They mutated from the original gene. But guess what? If they come in to get you, if there is a race war, quote unquote, like that fool ass nigga that you was talking to on the phone for too goddamn long for, if there was a race war and you came up there and said, oh, mi nombre es Sotomayor, no es negro, yo es español, they would say, shut up, nigga, while they just hanging, lynching your ass with the rest of the niggas.
But I'm not worried about how the white people viewed me. I didn't say I would go to white people and say I wasn't
well,
black.
Well, then why are you telling these motherfuckers out here and letting that motherfucker slide saying he ain't black?
Wait a minute. Why do black people want to include everybody that's not white into their race? Why do you want to be the fucking trash of the world?
Who says who? Who says we're the trash of the world?
If you have to include everybody else that ain't white as black, that would make you trash.
No,
that's how
I
keep my trash in my house.
I did not say that.
Wait a minute. You haven't seen this man's face, and you're trying to force him to admit that he's black.
One, let me tell you something. I don't know. I have not seen his face.
That's my point, right?
I have not seen his face. And you have not seen his face. But if he was white, he would have said he was white. Period.
There are more than two damn people to
be. If he was white, he would have said he was a white Dominican. He
did say,
wait
a minute.
This is your demographic. These are your demographic for niggas,
wait,
man. That was a nigga Dominican calling in.
Wait a minute.
No, you said something that was wrong. He actually did say, I'm a white Dominican. Those were his words.
I didn't hear. So I was
wrong. Then that's the problem with Negroes, because we talk a lot, but we don't listen very well. Because he said,
Not necessarily. You can be a white Mexican. You don't have any Indian blood, and you would be a white Mexican.
Listen, sir.
You can be, and listen,
that was
the only way.
You called.
That you could be a fucking purebred Dominican is if you came straight from fucking Spain.
Oh, my God. He said he was a white Dominican.
Argument. If he's not pure Spanish, if you're in Dominican Republic, if you're in Puerto Rico, if you're in Mexico, if you're anywhere, if you're not purebred Spanish, you ain't white.
And you ain't black. You ain't black.
Then what is you?
Oh, my God. So then I just asked you. I said, so anything that's not white is black. So Asians are black, right?
I'm not talking about being not white. I'm talking about that nigga that called in. And
you have not seen that man. And you tried to
mess
the man.
I'm looking at your black ass on the screen goddamn now. I'm looking at your black ass right now.
You were talking about the man who called in.
Your black ass. I don't give a fuck if you tell him you Spanish. I don't care if you tell him your name is Sotomayor. They gonna lynch your black ass as quick as every other Alabama
nigga out here
in America.
Sir, when have I not referred to myself as black? Please tell me that show.
Oh, just wait a minute. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you
automatically say that you're not black. What are you saying?
The fact that you are, and I'll tell you, let me tell you. First of all, you were just recently talking about how us black folks do and how
American
we act,
black,
how we ain't gonna do
I
shit.
Said
but
American.
Us Latinos have
I
unity
said
and
you're
black don't.
Sir,
so basically, when you saying us are Latinos, that means you calling yourself.
Sir, I let you talk, but I'm not going to let you run my show. You're not going to run my show. You fucking hear me telling you. I said American blacks. You heard me say American blacks. But then again, you didn't hear the man who called said that he was a white Dominican. Just because we yell, and I like yelling, that's why I let him, but just because we yell doesn't mean we're right. In between and all our yelling and blustering, can we at least put a fact out there or two? Just put one or two facts out there. That's all. Between all of our yelling and blustering, because I try to do a show like that, I try to yell and do blustering, but I do try to bring a fact, just throw it in there. Why are all these Negroes killed in their argument and still arguing? It would be the equivalent of your girl telling you, I know you was out fucking last night. I know you was out fucking. And you show her video evidence that you weren't. And she just finds another argument. And I let him go. And I let him keep on going. Your black ass, your black, that's fine. I didn't even get offended. But he wouldn't say anything that I hadn't said. Let me bring in, God damn it, I don't know what's going on. Let me bring in Darnell from the 412. Darnell, are you going to go off on me too?
No, I'm good, man.
What can I answer for you, brother?
By the way, I just want to get back on that comic thing for a second. The dude with the powers, the black guy who died in X-Men Origins, he actually had really cool powers, but they made him really shitty in the movie.
I mean, his power was okay because he could. I don't know.
His power was evolution. He could change. He could adapt to anything at will. He could dive in some water. He could breathe underwater. He could get hit by a nuke. In the actual comic book, he's a really good character.
Yeah, but then I didn't like the way Kevin Bacon told him adapt to this.
All right, so I got a whole laundry list. I actually had to write it down while I was talking because
That's why it's good not to be the first person, though, because when you hear the other people, you can, you know, it's like when you in class, you remember when they used to say you have to get up and give a speech? It's best to be like in the middle than to be in front.
Then you can fix your speech up.
There you go. So go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to talk about why black women side with hood rats, why they show them solidarity. I think I actually hit you with a tweet on this one. And your guest actually was talking about it when she was saying that she couldn't understand why girls who give their money to pimps strip and give all their money away. And I really feel like they show them solidarity to hood rats to prop themselves up to make themselves feel better about what they're doing.
I agree.
Yeah, and that's the. I actually had to write this all down.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Oh yeah, we should talk about black illiteracy. I was listening to NPR because that's what I do all day, and they were talking about two things. A Chinese man did a study because he saw there was a huge difference between black children have racial pride and Chinese children have a racial pride. Chinese people are extremely proud to be Chinese. Black people don't want to be black. And he also noted that black mothers do not teach their kids out loud. You know, one of the things that black mothers don't do is give you the reasoning behind things that they tell you to do. Because I said so is a pretty common answer when you ask why. Now,
Whoever told you that must have been listening to me. That's one of the biggest things I say.
Well, I noticed this all my life because my mom is black, my dad is white, and he taught me reasoning. You know, how to think about things logically. And my mom eventually came around to it because I wouldn't take because I said so as an answer. We used to get into arguments about that.
I tell you what, it's one of the worst things in our community where, like, even if – have you heard these phone calls, how I've been very concise with my discussions with the people, but they haven't been able to do the same?
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah. So let me just get back on the study real quick. He said that when you don't talk to your kids and teach them the motivations behind actions, they can't figure out and comprehend. That's why these Negroes out here, they don't know how to act. They can't understand. They don't understand what people's motivations are. They can't put themselves in another person's shoes. The only thing they know how to do is react. There's a lot of studies about black kids and why they're fucked up. The other study was, you ever heard of that cookie study where they give black children, white children, Asian children a cookie? They say, you take this cookie, leave it here for 10 minutes. When I come back in this room, if that cookie's still on the table, you can have all the cookies you want, or you can have one more cookie. And statistically, like, it was something like 80% of the black kids ate the cookie within the first minute.
I could believe it.
And then they were upset because they couldn't get the other cookie.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
That's why we're the same people who get free welfare, but if they late on giving us free welfare, we complain.
Yeah. I was just talking about casual sex. Black women think that when you have casual sex with somebody, it's going to make them stay. But you gave the cookies away for free, and now you want to place a value on it. It's like when in World War II, when they were giving veterans donuts and coffee for free, and this was the Red Cross that was doing it. And then the Red Cross said, okay, well, we can't really afford to give donuts and coffee away for free. We're going to charge them 2 cents. For the donuts and coffee, and everyone was like out. They were mad. They were mad as hell because the donuts and coffee wasn't free. They're still mad about that to this day. My grandfather talked about that shit.
Well, it's one of the things that we do. Is we women will do this. Your pussy's at its highest value when you have not given it to anyone. Common sense. Nobody's been in this pussy. It has a higher value than when
That's why I was dating my girlfriend. Well, still am dating my girlfriend. Nobody else been up in there. That was me, just me.
Right, and then it's like this: when a woman has a child, her value goes down. Now, every other race understands these core principles, except which one?
Black people. My mom was telling me about that because she experienced it when she had me, and she told me about that. She said, "Don't date girls with kids because they're more likely to give you more kids, especially." Yeah.
Yeah, but bitch already got one kid. She don't mind giving you another one.
Yeah.
She only got one.
All right.
If a bitch already sucked one dick, she don't mind sucking the second one. If a bitch is flown across country to fuck a nigga, she don't mind flying across to fuck another one. It's common sense.
Yeah. I got a whole. Let me get through this list real quick. Black people give their votes away. Just whatever. Democrats have got it locked in. This is why the president doesn't have to do anything for black people, even though he's the first black president. He's so shook, just trying not to seem like he's doing something for the black community, that he does absolutely nothing. Democrats don't do anything for the black community. And I'm experiencing that in Pittsburgh because we're going through gentrification right now. They're tearing up black neighborhoods. They're tearing down houses. They're getting people out of their houses. I mean, we're not even talking about how the mortgage crisis actually targeted black communities above all areas, really, because the percentage of mortgage foreclosures that went down were hardest on minorities, and they were targeted on minorities.
But let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Can we really get mad about how they treat us when we literally could be the ones? We're not loaning us money. Do you feel what I'm saying?
Well, first, let me just say this. When a mortgage you still own the house. The bank just holds the equity in the property. It doesn't give them the right to come in and steal the house back from you and sell it again, because they already got.
Are they really
money.
Stealing it? If you signed a writ that said you would pay them this much at this time.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, you're not talking about regular mortgage lending. You're talking about predatory lending. They were violating the terms of their own mortgages. They were breaking their own contracts to come in and seize these houses. When someone
in what
comes
ways?
To your house, well, they would foreclose 3 to 6 months before the mortgage was actually in the foreclosure process. They were foreclosed in the beginning of foreclosure process when the law dictates that you can't seize someone's house until they've gone all the way through and all avenues have been exhausted before you can foreclose on someone's house. That's, we have these built in protections because we've had predatory lending before. But in minority communities, there's no advocates protecting people from that. So that's
so why are blacks not advocating for each other?
Oh, because we don't have the educated people. The people, okay, I'll give you another little anecdote from my life. My uncle is a highly educated man, but he distances himself from his family. He does not help them out, and he didn't help me out or my mom or my cousin. He would just like throw us a little money for birthdays or whatever. But he could have been helping his family better himself. The black community, when they come up, they don't want to help each other out. They want to distance themselves. They want to be white, really. That's what I'm getting at. They want to be white.
Would you want to be black? Let me tell you, like, did you hear the last caller, how he didn't even know what the guy looked like, but he wanted to claim the guy's black.
I understand what being Dominican is. There's multiple diasporas in the Dominican. There are literally people who live in the Dominican Republic they're actually Native American. Well, Native
Dominican. Like Charlize Theron. She's an African.
Yeah.
Is she? She's not black. She's African,
yeah.
Though. Would we force her to call herself black?
There's lots of African diaspora out there. I mean, you look at the Native people of Australia. They're not black. They are, you know, whatever. I don't know the title of what they are there.
There's some Aborigines there.
Yeah, they're Aborigines, but they are African descent. We don't walk around calling them niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Think about it. But like the guy earlier who was trying to force on that, we call ourselves niggas, but they can't, and he couldn't even understand the argument of, dude,
yeah.
If it's that offensive, then stop saying
it. Don't put it out there. Don't put it out there. You can't get mad at Krayshawn for saying niggas. She says it all day, and nobody's on her. She thinks that rapping gives you the leeway to say niggas. It must, because we put it out there like that.
Thank you. And I understand that the word's offensive, and it hurts me when they say it. But why does it hurt me when they say it? Well, somebody told me that that word was a bad word. Like, when if you call me fat, I know why it's bad to be fat. I can explain why it's bad to be fat.
You
but
can't,
black
you
people,
can't.
Yeah, but black people, we can't even explain the words that we don't like. We don't like when somebody calls us black as hell.
You
but why is black dark amongst black? Why is black bad amongst black so-called black people?
Why do you get to call someone a nigga and then a white person gets to do it? You know, can't
right.
do it. You put it out there. You put it out in the popular media. You make money off of it. You can't monetize the word and say, well, you can't use this even though they bought it.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to explain to him. It would be literally like a Chinese person saying, I can't say egg foo young, and he just sold me some fucking egg foo young.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Because it's offensive to him, then why would you name your shit something that's offensive to you if I repeat it? That is the dumbest logic I've ever heard. You're going to name a product something that if the person trying to purchase it repeats it and tells you what they want to buy, you're going to be offended. Then why would you name your product that?
Yeah. There's a couple things that I want to get on about the history of black people and why black women and men are so fucked up.
Go ahead, make it quick. A lot of people want to talk, and I got to let them on because I'm trying to get ready for them. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. Did you ever talk about the sterilization programs they used to have back in the day where they would literally kidnap your ass and sterilize you, especially black women, because they got the husbands out of the house because they couldn't get on welfare with the husbands in the house. So they get them out of the house, and then they have the women have men coming in out the house all day long, you know, just trying to avoid the you know. And then they sterilize you. So they got used to having like two or three kids being sterilized by the government of, you know, like in the southern states. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how that contributes to how these women and men are out here, stupid.
I think a lot of what they've done to us, like right now, a lot of these kids that are calling in the show and saying dumb shit, they mamas and daddies was crackheads.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they say nothing dumb? They're products of crackheads.
I gotta get on one last thing. Well, two more things, actually. Maybe three. The black church is so fucking useless right now. They're not hitting any of the – they don't talk about the high rates of
the black church is thieves.
Yeah,
if the black church really cared about black people, they would fold immediately.
They don't even talk about AIDS in jail. They don't talk about going to jail. They don't talk about
I'm
going to
piss people off. Look, if the black church cared about black people, it would fold immediately. It would tell people the truth and say Christianity is a farce.
Christianity is the slaver's tool. It is.
But because they won't, because the white man is smart, he compensates everyone for helping him. How do you think he got rid of the Indians? He paid other Indians.
Yeah.
The white man is smart. He's only 9% of the population. In order for him to gain the power he has, he was smart enough to use people against people.
Yeah.
Iran-Contra was a whole bunch of motherfuckers that looked like the same other motherfuckers that fought them same motherfuckers, and white people armed them.
Yeah, I mean, the black church kills me. I can't stand when Al Sharpton gets up there. He's fucking disgusting. I mean, him and his son, it shows you, you know what's going on with his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his son was stealing all that money from Congress thinking he would get away with it.
Silly shit.
His son shows you exactly how his father gets down.
Thank you, because his father taught him. He didn't learn that from nowhere.
Yeah, it didn't just come from nowhere. Him... his wife, that's all something that Al Sharpton makes too much money to not be stealing for his position, because he's too rich. And his son saw all that money in the congressional fund.
Here's the difference between how Jesse Jackson can do it and not get put in jail for it, because he does it as a quote-unquote activist and a preacher.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson Jr. did it through Congress, so there was legal paper trails for his money. Yeah. If you are a preacher, that's why Al Sharpton and all them, they just stay preachers because you can just take money.
Yeah.
You're not beholden to a constituency other than these motherfuckers that, what is that, 301C?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean all those super PACs?
Yes.
Yeah. They are stealing money left and right. You can form a super PAC right now with no mission, and you could just keep all that money. I mean, that's how white people do it.
It's stupid. If there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, then why the fuck are we giving churches free no tax? There's a reason.
Yes, I know.
And that's what I'm saying. I know it's gonna piss people off. Black folks, one of their biggest downfalls is Christianity.
It just is.
Because it teaches you that even in the world you got today, don't worry about it. You can have a shitty life because you'll get a good one in the afterlife. So black people become content with shitty lives because they think Jesus is going to save them.
One other thing I want to get on real quick. It's the genocidal rate of murders among black males. It's crazy. I mean, a lot of people that I went to school with, I know in my class is only 300 people. Six dudes out of that whole class in the past 2 years are dead, shot.
I hope they listen to you, brother, because every point you've made, and I don't know how often you listen to the show, and I don't know if you've ever, but that's all I talk about on my show. That's all I talk about. Go ahead.
I listened to your show, maybe. I called your show way back. We talked a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about how this girl was, you know, I told her don't bring your boyfriend into town, and let him stay at your house because that's not going to fly.
I think I remember the conversation.
Yeah, and she told him that I raped her when he found out about me. Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy. Out of 200 people in the past 2 years, five or six dudes have been shot. That's a lot. That's really crazy. And we are all in one area, in one ghetto, really.
We as black people are our own worst enemy. We're our own worst enemy. We cannot sit here and believe that it's these other people. We are our own worst enemies, period. When people keep saying George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin, well, how many other Negroes in that neighborhood had killed each other just that week before George Zimmerman had ever thought about picking up a gun and killing a black person?
Yeah. The other thing that really bothers me is that you can't even make a criticism of a black woman to any black person because they will be offended no matter what. I was just talking with my mom about, did you report on that woman who left the house chasing her daughter after a bag of weed? And her kids set the house on
burned
fire.
Burned down. I did a report on that. Burned to the ground. Right, and this bitch had a nerve to try and cry.
That was right in Pittsburgh, right?
Yep. Y'all have a lot of shit going on in Pittsburgh. Y'all got some ratchet shit go up there.
That was right right up the street from my
I did
area.
A report today in Pittsburgh. The woman took off her clothes and stripped down in school.
Yeah, I was listening to that one. My mom was like, what I get from it is that black women, they see the same decisions they could have made, even if they were above it, and they still will say, well, that's okay, because I faced the same situation, and I didn't do that, but you did, and I'm gonna give you a break, because I see you and me, you know, I see myself in you.
Now, you're right. I want you to do me a favor. I'm trying to go to a break, but there's somebody on the line right now. There's somebody on the line, and it was the person that emailed me, and I want to get them on before we go to the break. Me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll bring you back, but I got to get her on. They're telling me she's on the line. Let me see. Shelly, I don't see her. Is her name Rochelle? Rochelle, are you Shelly Shell?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Shelly Shell?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I just read your email on air.
Okay.
Now I would like for you to elaborate on it. And guys, this is the emailer. I read the email a little while ago. I'd like for you to elaborate on what you meant as far as I'm making it harder on my black daughter by what I do.
Because I feel like you are promoting the stigma. The same thing that you say, like, whenever the media, why do they show the black woman a certain way? I'm going back to one particular live stream that I had watched where you had did the Lily, whatever her name was, and you were saying how dark women are portrayed as angry and loud and, you know, just all the negativity that comes with it. And the only feeling I had towards it was that you, once again, by the things that you say, the comments that you make, you're promoting that same stigma that the media promotes.
How am I promoting?
It's not a difference because you make it a joke. You make it like you
no,
make
no.
It
how am I? What joke do I make about? Just am I making something up and make a joke, or do I make a joke about what I see?
No, what I'm saying is, for instance, calling them hair-hatted hooligans and putting all the whole funniness to it, which in actuality is not funny.
Hold on. You're telling me it's not me calling black women hair-hatted hooligans is making dark-skinned black women feel bad?
No, not dark-skinned. First of all, what I mean when I say this is normally it's a dark-skinned. Whenever you start it, it's something to do with dark-skinned. Here's another dark-skinned woman, and you'll say, well, why do dark-skinned women do these type of things? And then you'll add all the other comments onto it. Like I said, that makes it as partially joking, which will make people laugh, but the fact of the matter is it's not funny.
You're right. The fact of the matter is it's not funny. But let me tell you something. Wait. Let me tell you how it worked when I was in high school. When we made fun of people who wore high waters, do you know what people stopped doing? Wearing high waters. Right. Do you know what happened when they made fun of, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get. What happened to niggas? They stopped riding with their homeboy in the car, didn't they? So you're telling me that same logic would not work if I tried to make it to where if people wear these hair hats, because there used to be a time when women would not wear weaves because we used to make fun of it.
Right. And I get what you're saying as far as the women not doing it. But once again, I'm taking a look at also the other race's view of it now. Because now that you put it out there and you made fun of it, this is the perception that
so you're saying they didn't know it. So before my 300,000 listeners and followers saw it, white folks didn't know nothing about it.
It's not that they didn't know.
So when Chris Rock makes his jokes about it, I'm bigger than Chris Rock.
You're not bigger than Chris Rock, and I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you're becoming. To me, it seems like you're becoming big, and I'm happy for you for that. Like I said, I'm not hating on what it is that you do. I'm not liking the way it's coming because it's still, like I said, it's promoting, I feel like, negativity towards the black person.
Why are you not understanding that there's nothing I say that does not have an example? If you're saying it, you would be right if I'm making crap up, like how Tyler Perry just starts to make crap up and throws it in front of your face. I take something that was actually done. A white man called in earlier, a white Dominican, and he said, it's funny that the rest of the world seems to see black people differently than they see themselves. Meaning, they look at us, they know how they see us, but we don't. So we would try to hide it like how you're telling me, if I don't say it, white people won't see it. White people already thought it. The reason let me explain, then I'll let you finish. I just wanted to say the reason I say it is because I want black folks to know how they're being seen. I'm not making this crap up and exposing it to white people. I'm telling black people how white people already feel about them. And you're saying that's bad. That would be like if you were telling your best friend, them girls you keep hanging around with, this is how they laugh at you all day. And she say, you're mean. You're making them want to laugh at me. And I'm like, no, they're already laughing at you. I'm pointing it out because apparently you're too stupid to see it.
All right. If you're done, I'll say, I get, like I said, it's not that I don't get what you're saying. I'm just saying the way it's being done and the way it's going about, I'm not going to agree with it. And to me, any black person who's listening to you or supporting you to me, at some point, you have to get tired of it. Like I said, at first, it was entertaining because I did see the valid points that you made in your statements. But then after a while, it became to the point where I couldn't get past the valid points for all of the negativity and the bashing that comes along with it.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Does the Cosby Show still come on TV with new shows?
What's that?
The Cosby Show. Did you used to watch that when it used to come on?
I watched it somewhat when I was younger, but I couldn't recall an episode. I'm still young.
Oh, you're a young person. What was your favorite show growing up?
I can't even really tell you. I didn't watch too much TV. Probably Martin or Living Single. I'll watch those. I still
All right.
can't
Does
really
any one of those shows still come on with new episodes?
Probably not. I don't know. I still don't watch much TV.
Okay, let me just make my point then, because I'm apparently going the analogy way. Just isn't going.
Or put it this way: like today, I watched Love and Hip Hop. I watched a couple episodes, but then once again, there was things on there that you just get tired of seeing. You can't look past it. I don't know. I don't like to fill my head with all the foolishness, so I just quit watching it.
What I'm saying is, when you said after a while someone would get tired of it, after a while someone gets tired of everything.
Right.
No offense, but there's nothing that there's nothing that no one gets tired of. That's the reason why Family Matters don't come on TV anymore. So when you say things like eventually someone's gonna get tired of me, eventually I'm gonna get tired of me. That's how life works. I used to play video games all the time. I don't play video games anymore. Did they stop selling Xboxes because I got tired of it? So if you get tired of me, you're doing like everyone else. There are people who used to listen to Rush Limbaugh who don't anymore. There are people who used to think that Michael Jordan was the best player who don't anymore. There are people who used to watch football all the time who don't anymore. There's a girl who used to suck my dick every day, and now she can't stand me. So to listen to one person say, well, eventually people will get tired of you, well, that's what happens. Eventually people get tired of everything.
That wasn't the point, and that's not what I was saying to you. It's about eventually getting tired. What I'm saying about what you're doing right now, like I said, I haven't even listened to you. I mean, I haven't been listening to you that long, like I said, to be tired. I get tired of the repetitive bashing. Like I said, there's certain things I still, like I said, right now talking to you, there's certain entertainment value in it. But I lost it once I heard some of the other things that you were saying.
But
like
do
I
you
said,
think
so,
I can please
so
everyone?
Sometimes it's so negative and it's so vulgar that.
But do you think I can please everyone? I don't watch Love and Hip Hop because of that. But they apparently got a lot of people who do.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So once again, I gave you my opinion. And that's all we're doing right now is sharing opinion.
The difference is, I would respect your opinion if it was fact. Like how you said, only black men and white men follow me.
I didn't say only.
The majority. Okay, you said the majority. Am I right there? Is that what you said? The majority.
I said the majority, yes. Just like you
all
say
right.
when
it's 65%. Okay, 65% of my listening audience are black women. Would you like to retract that statement, or are you going to stick with it?
I don't know. If that's a fact, then that's a fact. I'm saying I cannot fight the facts with you. I'm just telling you what I've seen with my eyes, but I can't tell you who's listening to you. I don't know.
But you can't tell me what you've seen with your eyes, because you haven't sat up there and counted. You didn't count every one of my Twitter followers or fans.
Of course not, I didn't.
Right, so you made up a stat. You made up a stat to justify your feelings.
Okay, then so
is that not true?
Is that part not true? So this is my point. Because what I looked at, like I said, I didn't check to make sure every follower that says they're a female on there is a female, and every follower that's a male is a male. No, I can't check that, and I didn't check that.
How would you like it if white folks decided to make an assessment of you and didn't give you a job based upon something that wasn't even logical or scientific? Because that's what you're letting the world know, that you just made an assessment of me on something that was not A, logical, or B, scientific. But you said it as if it was fact.
I said it as my opinion and what
no,
I
No, you said it if it was fact. You said, I'll read it to you. You didn't say your opinion.
My opinion as to what I thought was a fact. Like I said, and once again, at first glance, when I scroll through your followers, that's all I see. That's the majority of what I see. Because
why don't you look at
–
why wouldn't you just look
point,
at who tweets me?
Point,
why wouldn't you just look
followers?
At who tweets me? Why wouldn't you look at who interacts with me? If you wanted to start somewhere that wasn't really scientific, but you wanted to start somewhere where you had a proof, why wouldn't you say, well, let me see who interacts with him? Do you see where I'm going with this? See, we do a lot of this, and we're led by these group of people, black women, who like to perform scientific stuff without using science, who like to make judgments, but if you did that to them, they would be hurt. Their feelings would be hurt if I did that to you. If I didn't even take time out to do something as simple as let me see the people who interact with him, the people who are tweeting with him, and see what their profiles say. And then at least when I hit him up and write him this letter, I can tell him, because all the people that I see tweeting and retweeting you, they're black men and white men. Then I would respect that, because then you would say the people who are interacting with you are all black men and white men.
I didn't say black men and white men. I said black men and Caucasians, whether it be white woman or a man.
Okay. So if you, I'm saying, but even if you did that, if you looked to see who was interacting with me, I would respect what you're saying. But you didn't even do that.
And I'm telling you, I did do that. I didn't go through each one by one, no. Like I said, I wasn't that committed to going through all of your followers. That's a lot of
I didn't say go through my followers. I said go through the ones just commenting to me, the ones
right.
saying, hey,
and
what's
and
up?
At one point, and like I said, at one point, I was one of those ones commenting to you because in the beginning, I did find it entertaining. I laughed. Like I think you might even remember my husband. I told you my husband had linked me into you. I watched the show that live that day or whatever, and I thought it was good. But like I said, after watching so many of the shows, I've seen all the negativity that came with it as far as not exposing people for the things that they do that don't make sense, but start exposing people based on a color and a race. That's what I didn't like about it.
Wait a minute, but that hold on. If you go to the PGA Tour, and that's what they do, is talk about golf, how can you get mad and say, well, I thought y'all was going to start talking about basketball and baseball?
And no, because it's like I said, once again, it was how vulgar and extreme it was going. Because it's one thing, like I said, to state your opinion on an incident that happened, but it's another thing when you start going into a race. You're going into it. You're not.
But that's all I talk about is a race. That's it.
Your own race. You criticize and you put down your own race. And like I said,
yes. Hold on.
Wait.
How do I put them down? Last I checked, a put down is when you say something that's untrue.
Well, I'm talking about put down in a negative way. Just negativity towards that
if
race.
If you do something negative and I repeat what you did, how am I wrong for repeating it when you are the one that did it?
Because it's all the personal things that come behind it. Like I said, just because, for instance, you'll talk about a mother or whatever. I watched one where she was her little daughter, which the story still to me is just horrible. It doesn't make sense. But her daughter sucked somebody's dick or whatever. And you went in to look at her house, look at her here. What does her house have to do with this story? I understand you're trying to, she live in a one-apartment efficiency. That makes her a bad mother, and that's the reason why.
No, you should be having kids if you can't afford to house them.
But what I'm telling you is that, once again, that's your opinion, but it goes into, I'm showing you how in depth you go with all the negativity. Instead of
what I do for a job is give an opinion, and you think that I shouldn't have that opinion, but you were willing to email me your opinion.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have that opinion. I told you the negativity of the race you're putting down.
How is it negative? You should not be raising a child in that small of a house.
You could say, what I'm telling you is you could say whatever you can. Right now, you're saying whatever you want to say. It's your show. It's your opinion. And just like a person listening, I'm allowed to say whatever I want to say and have my thoughts and my opinion. And if you choose to address them or whatever, then we discuss it. But
I'm trying to address everything you're saying, but you're not even answering it. If I want to be with you for the rest of my life, and you ask him why, and he can't even tell you why?
What didn't I address? You're saying she.
I just asked you. You said I'm being negative. You said I'm putting people down. And I explained to you what putting people down was. It was when you say something that's untrue to make them look bad. That's what it means. If I called you a whore and you told me a whore sells pussy for money, have you seen me sell pussy for money? And I couldn't explain it, but I still kept calling you a whore. That's called slander. You told me I put people down, and I ask you, please point out a time in which I said something about someone that was not true.
Every time you speak upon, not every time, but a lot of times.
If it's true, it's not a put down.
When you speak upon a person, it's a put down to me when you take your personal opinion.
You can't make up an excuse. Okay, so being rich is somebody with $100 to me then. Being rich is somebody with $100 to me then. And having a big dick is having 2 inches.
Okay,
I could just make a word be whatever I want it to be.
Okay,
you're not.
So
I told you what
so
put down was.
Word
means something.
Okay,
you refuse to answer. That doesn't make sense. Have I lied on anyone?
I don't understand what you're saying by have
you said
lied?
I'm putting people down. To put someone down is to say something untrue to put them in an unfavorable light. That's
okay,
what it means.
Then change my wording from put down to slander. I used the incorrect word.
Slander
I did not know
is
the
to say
definition.
Something verbally or written that's untrue.
And I just said, well, change what I said as put down to slander. I may have used the wrong word.
Find the right one.
And I'm telling you, found it for me, slander.
I just told you it's not slander. I would have to be lying in order for it to be slander.
Okay, well, you get what I'm saying. I don't care.
No,
I don't.
That's
why
I'm begging you to answer it.
Actually, you do, and I'm telling you exactly
oh
what I mean.
Oh, my God, now you're telling me I'm stupid. You can't explain yourself.
If it's not the proper phrasing for you.
Y'all, do y'all hear this? This woman cannot explain herself, but she's telling me I know what she's saying. She can't explain herself, but she says, I know what she's saying.
Maybe if you stop screaming for a second.
No, I wouldn't be screaming if you could actually explain yourself.
And I'm telling
you. It's frustrating to hear a grown woman not be able to articulate herself and a problem she has, which is why dating and being with a black woman is the worst thing a nigga can do, because a motherfucker will sit down and be 100% sure about something they can't damn explain. They can't talk. They don't know how to say it, but they damn sure keep on damn talking. How the fuck you keep talking and can't even express yourself? Oh, you're not putting them down. You're slandering them. Slander? I thought all you black bras was educated. I thought all y'all black women was educated. Slander? You're slandering them. You're slandering those people. You're slandering them. What the fuck is wrong with black women? Seriously, what in the fuck is wrong with black women? You know what I mean. You know it. I can't express what I mean, but you know what I mean. I do. And then I love it when they use this form. Maybe if you calm down, I can express myself. Maybe if you calm down. So now you're going to blame me for what you have the inability to do. Maybe if you calm down, I could express myself. Motherfucker, I got mad because you never said anything. This is crazy. before we go to the break, I want y'all to understand what y'all just heard. Please understand what y'all just heard. Y'all just heard a woman that wrote me, and is there? I can show them the letter, can I? I read it to y'all. But I just had a woman on my show that read a letter this long. Look how long this shit is. That damn long. And brought up my daughter and told me that what I'm doing is making dark-skinned women look bad. You wrote a letter that long. But when you got on air and was asked simple questions, where did you do your research? Well, I mean, I just logged, I clicked on and saw that most of the people are either black men or Caucasians. I said, why wouldn't you just look and see who actually talks on my timeline? Well, I mean, I didn't do that. Then why would you make a definitive statement that you know for a fact that the only people who bother with my shit or the majority are white people and black men? Y'all go look at how many so I support Tommy Sotomayor videos there are. She didn't even start there. She could have done something as simple as went to, let's see how many I support Tommy Sotomayor videos there are. Let's see how many white people there are. Let's see how many black people, black men, and how many black women. She could have started there. She could have went to the fan page and said, let me look at all the likes every time someone likes what he puts and sees how many black women, how many black men, and how many white people. Do y'all see where I'm going? Do y'all see where I'm going? It's something as simple that we could do to see if someone's telling, to know when we come to somebody and argue, we're arguing. That's why black women have a hard time catching their man cheat, because they don't even wait till they got all the damn information. The woman who put that crap on my computer, I was cheating like a motherfucker, but she didn't wait long enough. She took the first thing she saw of me telling somebody I was going to go to lunch with him. My homeboy is his name is Touch, Tony Touch, but he called himself Touch. We call him Tony Touch because of like the DJ. I told him, I said, dog, let's go get some, let's go have some dinner and get some drinks. He said, cool. This bitch said, where you going? I said, I'm going to hang out with Tony. You're lying. You going to hang out with some bitch named Touch. I had to explain to him. We call him Tony Touch because he looks like Tony Touch. We Hispanics, we just call people what they look like. If you look like another dude, we're going to call you that dude's name. That's literally how it works. She told on herself. She told on herself. And didn't have the information. Black women ain't even patient enough to know. Once you come at me and say you cheating, you know I'm cheating because the information's there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a break. If you're on the line, hang up and call back in. Y'all know how this shit works.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views. The realest show on internet radio with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.